And good evening, Patool, the set for tonight's high school football matchup. Week 4, we've got the 1-2 Potosi Trojans hosting the 3-0 St. Genevieve Dragons. Connor Harbutt here on the call alongside Zach Pipkin. Jewel Bouyer running our video broadcast today. And, of course, Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley back in the studio. Coin toss happening at midfield. We are just moments away from going. Both teams with a handful of senior captains for Potosi. We can see Jude Litton out there. Cole Fowler out there as well. You've got one of the linemen. That would be Cole Juliet. And then finally Noah Walton, one of your captains today for Potosi. Looking down there at St. Genevieve, I do see Luke Ferranto. The other three, I'll have to wait for a moment, but it will be St. Genevieve to receive the opening kickoff. I believe Potosi did defer to the second half. Zach, again, Potosi, they're the underdogs in this one. I think it's safe to say, but there's a lot to like about this Potosi team, and I think St. Genevieve, week 4, some teams fall victim to a lull, especially the teams that maybe get off to a good start. They think, oh, well, these first 3 weeks were easy. We can take it. We can take a week off. I don't think that's going to be the case today. I don't think St. Genevieve can afford to do that.
Yeah, and I don't think they're going to be looking ahead past this week to look at their game against Central next week. I think this will be, you know, a really important MAFC white division game for the small schools. And I think, you know, Potosi, they, like Mark Casey said in the pregame show, this is their first home game. You never know what kind of added energy that can give you and that kind of boost that you really need. Because, I mean, these have been some faraway games for these Potosi Trojans going to St. Clair, Charleston, and Valley Catholic. So it may be good for them to have a little bit of a good purple and gold home cooking here.
Back to receive two men for the Dragons. You've got Ethan Ottens and Owen Ross back to receive. Set to kick it away for Potosi. That will be Wyatt Cannon, a wide receiver defensive back, a senior, also handling the kicking duties here today. Opening kickoff is brought to you, of course, by Boyd & Associates. Turning complicated matters into simple concepts, John Boyd with Boyd & Associates has been bringing accounting integrity, character, client focus, and dedication to our local community for over 20 years. Line drive kick gets by a couple of Dragons. They'll have to fall on it. Scooping it up, that is Cameron Vogt. And it looks like the Dragons will start just inside their own 30-yard line here. It'll be placed at the 26-yard line. So out comes Luke Ferranto and the St. Genevieve Dragons offense. We'll get your American Family Insurance starting lineups after this opening play. Again, we talked a lot about Ferranto. Football, an 11-man sport, but Ferranto can be a one-man army at times. He can pass, he can run. He's kind of a do-it-all guy for the Dragons this season. Shotgun formation, three wide receivers right. It's a fake handoff on first down. Trying to find that slant across the middle. Ball's tipped into the air, and it will fall incomplete. A chance to catch that one. Thomas Lamming almost came up with the interception instead. It'll be second down and 10. Let's meet this St. Genevieve offense. Again, it's the senior quarterback, Luke Ferranto. He'll be joined in the backfield by senior halfback, Justin Schweigert. Three wide receivers set. You've got the senior Ethan Ottens, junior Owen Roth, and junior Wyatt Grine. And then at the tight end position, you've got the senior Justin Slinker. The five men up front at left tackle, it's 6'4 senior Paul Taylor. Jacob Warren, senior at left guard. Madden Wolk, another senior. At front, he's under center, as I said. Senior Caden Manning, and finally senior John Finley. Manning at right guard, Finley at right tackle. Second down play, it's a run for Ferranto for 2 yards. It'll be third down and 8. St. Genevieve quickly to the line. It'll be trips to the right. Now looking back over toward the sideline, trying to get Potosi to jump to make this an easier third down play. But the Trojans do not bite. Ball on the 30-yard line. Fake the handoff, looking for that slant route. That ball is dropped. It was a good ball. It was Wyatt Grine unable to bring it in, and it's fourth down. Deep within the Dragons' own territory, I think. They're going to sit up and punt this one away.
Yeah, and Ferranto will be the punter, so it'll be imperative to watch for fakes. Even at this distance, you know, St. Genevieve, they're obviously going to want to get off to a little bit of a better start, but that's a pitch and catch that you probably would love to have back if you're Wyatt Grine. But I think St. Genevieve, they were able to kind of come out and, you know, see what Potosi was going to give them, and I think Potosi's going to be real happy with how this opening drive started.
Ferranto will punt it away. Didn't really get all of it, but gets a great roll. It rolls and rolls and rolls all the way to the Potosi 27-yard line. That ball rolled about 20 yards. Wasn't really caught cleanly by the foot of Ferranto, but sometimes you get a little lucky with the roll, and Potosi will start deep within their own territory.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be pretty. It was a little bit of an ugly duckling kind of punt as he kind of wobbled it off the side of the foot. But like you mentioned, got a lot of good English on it and gives Potosi a respectable starting field position here, as we'll see what they can do with their first drive of the game.
Out comes sophomore quarterback David Miller, his second year as starting QB for Potosi. Not a lot of freshmen get to start, much less at the quarterback position. Miller did so last year. Does it again today. Handoff, Noah Walton on first down. He immediately gets into the secondary. Big gain. They're going to give him 9. And that'll set up second down and 1. Did not see Noah Walton in last year's game. Remember, he was injured for this contest. But we see him tonight, and he's immediately making an impact. Let's go ahead and meet now the Potosi starting lineup. We mentioned the sophomore quarterback, David Miller. 2 running backs in the backfield. That's senior Noah Walton, as you just saw, and junior Carter Pyatt. You got 2 wide receivers. That's the junior Blaine Maxwell and senior Thomas Lamming. At the tight end spot, that's senior Cole Fowler. 5 up front, you've got the junior Carson Boyard, the junior Emmett Maxwell, senior Cole Juliet, junior Justin Reynolds, and junior Elliott Akers. Second down play is a handoff to Pyatt. He will lose a yard, and it will be 3rd down and 2. Again, those are your American Family Insurance starting lineups. Agent Harry Peterson, located at 700 West Carge Boulevard in Farmington. The Harry Peterson American Family Insurance Agency is proud to protect the dreams of families right here in our community, because supporting you off the field is just as important as cheering with you in the stands. Already a couple minutes by here in this first quarter, 9:52 on the clock. And for the first time tonight, Potosi faces a 3rd down play. 2 wide receivers left and 2 men in the backfield. Miller takes a snap, handoff to Walton. Tries to juke to his right, but there to get on top of him, that will be Paul Taylor. We didn't talk about him a lot in the pregame, but man, we really should have. Taylor, another impact player for the Dragons. Walton, nowhere to go. It's a loss of 2, 4th down and 4. And it looks like Potosi will have to punt it right on back.
And he is a major player going up against the right side of that Potosi offensive line. And he was one of the only defensive players that got player of the game last year.
The only one.
He is a major difference maker coming off the edge on that far side. And we'll be probably hearing Paul Taylor's name a lot. And Potosi fans are going to get tired of hearing it.
The only defensive player to earn the award for his defensive contributions. And it's going to be a fake, though. They fake it to Walton. Walton's got the first down. He's up the left sideline. Still on his feet as he crosses into St. Genevieve territory. It'll be all the way down to the St. Gen 42-yard line. Potosi rolls the dice, and they come up big. It's a gain of 25 for Walton. 1st down and 10 Trojans. And when you're the underdog, those kinds of plays can help shift momentum in your favor.
Absolutely. And there's definitely no harm, no foul in putting Walton kind of at the ump man spot, kind of behind the long snapper, and just a direct snap right to him. And I think St. Gen, like you mentioned, just really caught off guard. He was able to break 1 tackle and then able to get up the sideline, and he'll take a breather on this play as Potosi's got a little bit of new life on this drive.
2 wide receivers each side, Miller in shotgun formation, handoff here to Pyatt. Pyatt with some room in front of him. He crosses the 35 to the 30, has 1 man to try to get around, 15. He is finally taken down from behind. Catching up to him there, that was the linebacker Cole Brace, but Potosi is inside the red zone. Another big gain. That would be Carter Pyatt, who takes it all the way. We'll see where they spot this football. It'll be at the 16-yard line. How about a gain? Oh, excuse me, that's the 12, sorry. That's a gain of 30 on the play.
Yeah, but I think that just caught St. Gen. They weren't really expected to be in that position and had a nice big hole on that left side. Great job by that Potosi O-line to give it was Pyatt a nice hole there, and he'll stay in the backfield alongside Miller.
Again, 2 wide receivers to each side. Miller takes a snap. It's another handoff to Pyatt. Runs into one of his own blockers, but still on his feet. He'll cross the 10, get to about the, let's see. Of course, we're on the far right side of the press box today, so when we get over to the left side of the field, on the left side of your radio device, it does get a little bit hard to see, but they'll place it at the 7, gain of 5 here for Pyatt.
Yep, and they're going to really try to run away now from Paul Taylor, as they've got some really big size on that left side of their offensive line, and we'll see if they try to go to the well once more.
3 wide receiver set this time, 2 to the right. Handoff, it's a counter play. Walton again into his own blocker, but still on his feet. He's going to try to push his way into the end zone, but I think he's going to be a yard shy. Good news for Potosi, they could get a 1st down. Needed to get it to the 2, and if he did get to about the 1 or so, it would be 1st and goal, and that's exactly what it is. Gain of 6, 1st and goal from the 1.
Yeah, Ben Walton, he's just a special player. It's a major difference whenever he is on the field and when he is not. This Potosi Trojan team goes as he goes, and that's just a great want-to-play right there to get his team closer to the end zone. And St. Jen, I think, is kind of caught off guard right now. They're still trying to figure out how to get this goal line stand set up.
Yeah, I thought they had that fourth down. Instead, Potosi is knocking right on the door. It's Miller under center, handing it off to Walton. Walton jukes to his right. He's going to be stopped. He'll lose a couple yards on the play. It'll be second down and goal, but back him up to about the 3-yard line.
Man, Potosi went old school with the wishbone, had the extra linemen kind of playing fullback, and just unable to get that initial surge up front as St. Jen was able to knife right through there, make the tackle, and kind of stem this Potosi momentum.
Mentioned Carson Boyer. He's playing on the left tackle. He has a rushing touchdown this season, I assume, from that wishbone formation. 2 rushes, 2 yards, 1 touchdown. I think we can kind of conclude what happened there with those stat line. But it will be shotgun formation again here for the Trojans. Second down and goal from the 4. It was a loss of 3 on the previous play. 1 back in the backfield. That is Walton. It is a handoff to Walton. Cuts back to his left. On his feet. Touchdown, Potosi. The Trojans strike first. It's Noah Walton. Lost 3, but got them all back in the extra yard as well. A 4-yard score with 6:22 left to go in the first. It's 6-0 Trojans.
A little trickeration helped keep that drive alive, and then some big chunk plays for your playmakers in the backfield. That's how Potosi gets the opening score in this one. And this is very similar to how they started the game last week against Valley Catholic. We'll see if they'll be able to kind of keep the positive momentum rolling throughout the game this week compared to last week.
Wyatt Cannon on to attempt the PAT. Extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized visual solution for every patient. Locations in Ludington and Festus. Snap good, hold is good, kick is up and away. No, it was blocked. And the PAT is no good. We stay 6-0. But the Trojans, they do strike first. 4-yard touchdown run for Noah Walton. We'll be back here in just a moment. Again, 6-0 Potosi. Halfway through the first quarter, you're listening to high school football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington. High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilstermary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Ground ball kick following the Potosi touchdown going to be returned by Cameron Vogt. He's to the 40, all the way up to the 43-yard line. That looked like it was intended to be a ground ball from the start. I don't necessarily think it worked out for Potosi, as Vogt's able to give the Dragons great field position on the 43-yard line. The Trojans do lead, however, 6-0. 4-yard touchdown run for Noah Walton, starting us out. So the second time now, we'll see this St. Genevieve offense. Last time, it was 3 and out. Went to that slant route across the middle a couple times. Once tipped at the line. Second time, just a drop there from Grine. We'll see what they do here the second time around. We'll also get you the Potosi starting lineup here on defense after this first play. It's a quarterback keeper on first down. Ferranto into the secondary. He crosses into Potosi territory as he finds his way to the 39-yard line. Ferranto with a gain here of, make it 17 yards. And it's first down and 10, St. Genevieve. So let's look at the Potosi starting lineup as they hurry up to the line here. We'll have to rush here with this Trojans defense, but up front you'll have 4. You'll have the junior Carson Boyer and junior Emmett Maxwell, junior Elliot Akers, and junior Justin Reynolds up front as well. 3 linebackers, the senior Clayton Richards, senior Cole Fowler, a two-way player, also a two-way player. That's junior Carter Pyatt, which of course leaves you 4 defensive backs, the junior Blaine Maxwell, sophomore Noah Walton, senior Thomas Lamming, and senior Jude Litton. Again, your American Family Insurance starting lineups at the Potosi defense here this evening. Gain of 4 sets up a second down and 6. Another fake handoff. It's the option. They'll flip it over to Schweigert. He'll find minimal gain only about a yard, and it will be third down. Third down and about five to go.
Yeah, but St. Jen doing a good job to get some chunk yardage on that first play and then getting some positive forward momentum. It's third manageable right here, and you're still probably in four down territory. We really don't know what kind of kicking game St. Genevieve has, so be looking to try to pick up the first down, and it may be free.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a first down jumping on the left side of the line. That was Emmett Maxwell. Now the right side of the line coming from that right end position. Yeah, it's going to be a 5-yard penalty in that. Well, if it ain't a first down, it's going to be third and inches. Nope, going to be first down and 10.
Yep, I think the referee's trying to get a better angle, and the far official is signaling the chains to move.
It has to be a first down. There's no way that's not a first down. That's right where we are here at about the 30-yard line. Yeah, it's first down and 10. Don't know why the chain gang is hesitating here, but they'll get it set up here. 5:03 left to go in the first. Empty backfield, two wingbacks. One of them set in motion. That's Grine. He'll take the handoff. Cross to the 30 to about the 25. Modest gain here on first down. They'll place it in between the 26 and 25. Gain of 3.5. We'll give him credit for 4. How about it? Second down and 6. I'm a generous stat keeper. We round up around here.
Got to cook the books a little bit,
Parker. Cook the books, yeah. They won't complain down there.
Mid-season form, ladies and gentlemen.
It is 3.5, though, I will stress. It is just in front of the 25-yard line. Two wide receivers left, man set in motion. That's Roth. Now trips to the left. Ferranto, design screen play, pass is caught by Schweiger. He has some room. He's going to look for the sideline. Flag is thrown. It's a first down, but we'll have to see where the flag comes in.
Yeah, at the moment, it'll be a gain of 9, but it came from that far side official on the blocking, I believe, on St. Genevieve. So we're looking like a holding here, and that's the preliminary call we have on the field.
Yep, holding will be called here against St. Genevieve. That'll back up the Dragons and take away what would have been a first down in the Dragons' first trip tonight into the red zone. However, it will be from the spot of the foul, which means we won't be backing them up the full 10 from the original line of scrimmage. It will be second down and about 12 to go. In essence, a 5-yard penalty. 4:15 left to go here in the first quarter. One man lined up to the right. That's Ottens. Got one wide receiver lined up to the left as well. A couple wingbacks lined up to the right of Ferranto. Man set in motion. That is Schweigert. Fake handoff. Ferranto trying to keep it himself. But it looks like he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Another third down incoming. It'll be third down and 12.
Yeah, it was a good job by that Potosi line to not be fooled, not kind of match that overload on the right side. Ferranto with the quarterback counter and just nothing there. Potosi doing a good job there to force third down.
We'll get this third down play, then send you back to the studio for an update. Pistol formation. First time we've seen pistol from the Dragons. Four wide receivers. You've got Slinkard and Roth to the right. Grine and Ottens to the left. Five men up front, one back in the backfield. That, of course, is Schweigert. 3.5 left to go in the first quarter. Fake handoff, another keeper for Ferranto. In between guard and tackle, he's got the first down, but a flag comes in once again. And we'll see if once more a Dragon first down is going to be taken away. While we sort that out, we'll send it back to the studio. Jared, what you got for us?
Connor in St. Genevieve. Valley Catholic leads Fredericktown 14-0 in Central in Park Hills. Central and St. Dominic, both score within 30 seconds of each other. It's 7-7, and Hillsborough leads North County 7-0. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Jared, as it looks like the penalty is going to be on Potosi. I missed the call itself, but the flag does come in on the Trojans.
It was a sideline warning. I think the official was impeded by some of the coaching staff here on this near sideline. So they'll get their one warning, and next time it happens, it'll be a penalty. So give St. Genevieve the first down in the red zone. They'll be at the Potosi 15.
Gain of 16 for Ferranto, and as Zach said, first down and 10 on the 15. Now under 3 minutes left to go in the first quarter. One wide receiver lined up to the right. That is Ottens. Wingback sent in motion, that's Roth. It's a handoff, though, to Schweigert. Schweigert juking back to his left, run up the middle, past the 10, takes out our official. Got to keep your head up out there. But he's inside the 10-yard line to about the 8. Gain of 7 here for Schweigert.
Yeah, and the umpire in the middle of the field's lucky he doesn't have a rolled ankle. He may not be showing it, but that was a nice cut there at the line of scrimmage from Schweigert to really kind of find that hole, burst through, get a nice chunk of change on first down.
Second down and 3. Ferranto going to keep it himself. Jukes to the left, running east-west. Has to try to get away, but he's not going to be able to. It's a big loss here on second down. Toronto is looking for the sideline. It looks like his original hole didn't quite open up. Tried to bounce it out. Instead, he's going to lose about 5 yards. It'll be third down. No, excuse me, maybe six. Yeah, he loses six. It's third down and nine. Third and nine, but St. Genevieve hurries back to the line. Under two to go now in the first. It's a four wide receiver set, and again, two to each side. Grind going to readjust. Ferranto in shotgun. Takes a snap. It's another keeper. Ferranto going to try to bounce it out to the right sideline this time, trying to outrun Walton. Pushed out of bounds. He's going to be short of the first down. Gets to about the seven. It looks like it's going to be fourth down and two. Fourth down and two. Ball is going to be on the 7 yard line. And obviously, if you don't want to go for the three here, you're going for this.
Absolutely, and I think that this is the type of drive that you really would love to have a touchdown on. You've been able to go forward pretty much at will. You kind of had some setbacks with some penalties that kind of negated some of your first downs here in Potosi territory. You'd really like to find some pay dirt here as we got 1.5 left to go in this first quarter.
Fourth down and two, shotgun formation. Ross set in motion, handoff to Schweiger, going to try to power his way through. He's going to be short. He's not going to get there. It's a turnover on downs, and Potosi's defense, they bend, but they certainly don't break. They'll get the ball back deep within their own territory. First down and 10 from the 6.
That's just a great job by Potosi to be able to fill the holes that Schweiger really wasn't able to kind of cut through that we saw earlier in the drive. And, you know, that's a great stand from Potosi once again, really keeping this St. Jude high-powered offense kind of at bay for right now.
Potosi offense back onto the field before this first down play. Jared.
Connor thinks bad news out of Farmington. It's 21-0 Jackson, 8 minutes to go in the first. Drew Parsons, a 27-yard pass to Evan Turley, and then a 57-yard pass a minute later to Jory Toma. Back to you guys.
Hand off to Noah Walton here on first down. He'll be swallowed up, maybe got a yard. He'll get to the 7 here, and it's going to be second down and 9. If you're Potosi, you got to find yourself some breathing room here. The good news is you stop St. Genevieve. The bad news is you got 94 yards to score.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, this, you've got the guys to do it. I would feel very confident in handing off to both of the running backs, being able to get you some yardage, get your backs off the wall of your own end zone and try to move the ball forward.
After this play, we'll get you to St. Genevieve starting defense. But it is second down and 9. A little bit of misdirection, handoff to Pyatt, but he's got nowhere to go. He's going to lose some yards. Back beyond the line of scrimmage, loss of 2. Ball's going to be placed on the 5. It'll be third down and 11. Let's quickly meet the St. Genevieve starting defense. 4 up front, and it's a big line. You've got the senior John Finley on the end. You've got 6'2", 250-pound senior Jacob Warren, one of your tackles, and 6'2", 215-pound senior Caden Manning in the other defensive tackle spot. 6'4", 210-pound senior Paul Taylor on the right end as well. 3 linebackers, senior Cole Brace, senior Justin Schweigert, senior Drake Meyer, and then 4 defensive backs, corners, senior Alex Bosler and senior Talon Pinkley, and then safeties, junior Mason Trollinger and sophomore Max Krupe. Deep ball here on third down. That ball is caught at the 45-yard line. Still on his feet, that's Blaine Maxwell across midfield. First down and 10, ball on the St. Genevieve 49. On third down and 11, Potosi airs it out for the first time tonight, and they are rewarded for it. It's a gain of 46 yards, but there's a flag on the play. And Potosi already marching their way back.
Well, I believe it's roughing the passer against St. Genevieve. And that was a wide receiver pass from Thomas Lamming, who was the recipient there. Kind of a lucky ball. He had a lot of air on it, and it was a good job by Maxwell to kind of camp out underneath it. But yeah, way to draw up the wide receiver pass for your first pass attempt of the ball game.
Roughing the passer penalty here. But again, the clock will stop at 9 seconds here left to go in the first quarter. Potosi will be moving into St. Genevieve territory. They did place at the 50, so it's officially a gain of 45, a long 44. It is what it is. I think they're happy with it. But our officials are talking at midfield here. But we should get one more play here in this first quarter.
And I believe the discussion is, should this be marked off from the 50, or are they going to have to be forced to decline the penalty to maintain the result of the play?
Well, still a discussion here. Again, week 4, and they're going to wave it off. And so, at the end of the day, we're just going to have it first down and 10, ball on the 50. Make our job easy for us here. As Potosi escapes, gets themselves some of that aforementioned breathing room. Trying to make this a two-score game, actually. Oh, we've got a friendly fan running one of the flags from that rough in the passer penalty back to our official.
Yeah, I believe he had to borrow a flag to wave it off and then run the 50 yards back to the end zone he just came from. And we're going to wind the clock now. Potosi's going to have to really move to get this play off.
Well, here we go. Again, probably one more play here if they can get it off. Clock down to two. Down to one. They do get the snap off. It's a handoff here to Walton, but he's taken down well in the backfield. We're back in Trojan territory, getting to the man first that time. That was Madden Wolk, a six-foot senior. Listed second on the depth chart at that left end position. Gets the tackle to end the first quarter. But Potosi finds the lone score of the first 12 minutes. A four-yard touchdown run for Noah Walton. The Trojans lead the Dragons 6-0. We'll take a break. Start the second quarter here for you. You're listening to High School Football right here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Catfish Kettle, a landmark in our community for nearly 38 years, serving fresh, made-to-order catfish, chicken, shrimp, and so much more. Enjoy their drive-thru, delivery, or dine-in options. Enjoy a delicious lunch or dinner today at Catfish Kettle in Farmington, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
In life's toughest moments, compassion makes all the difference. Horton Wampler Funeral Home is honored to serve families with dignity, care, and respect, helping celebrate every life with love.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're here for all of life's wins. Like when you get a new car, or new boat, or new driver, or when your son moves out, but your mom moves in, or you find out you're expecting, again, or when one rental property turns into two, then 20, or you realize they're all in Tornado Alley. Life is full of life events. Make sure you have the right policy for each of life's wins.
For life, auto, home, and business insurance, I'm here for you. Mike Sanzagraw, your local Missouri Farm Bureau agent in Farmington, or John Steffen in Deloge.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills, Wade's Auto Service in Farmington, Texas Roadhouse in Festus, R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service in Valley Mines, Dalton Home Improvement in Bonterre, and by Savage Electric in Farmington.
Handoff Noah Walton here on second down and 14. Stiff arms one defender, but still just unable to find a way to cut up the field. It's going to be another loss here, a loss of one, third down and 15. Connor Harbitt, Zach Pipkin on the call as we enter the second quarter. 6-0 Potosi. It was a four-yard touchdown run for Noah Walton. Potosi's found some big, big plays here today. The big play has been the difference maker in this one.
Absolutely. That fake punt really saved the drive, really gave Potosi that spark of life they really needed. And now they've been struggling. They've been going backwards on this drive. They had the one big pass play from Lamming to Maxwell, but then they've gone backwards so far. They're going to have to figure something out here, third and long.
Third down and 15, maybe even 16. They placed the ball at the 44. Man set in motion. Walton will actually line up as a receiver. Trips to the left. Miller dropping back to pass. Looking down the right sideline. Looking for his man. Lamming. That ball is caught. Thomas Lamming beats his man down the right sideline. It's all the way down to the 21. But there is a flag on the play. It would have been a gain of 35. Great ball placed by Miller. Lamming just simply beat his man in man-on-man coverage. But judging by the reaction here from Potosi, yes, it's going to be holding on the Trojans. That'll wipe that play out. But I think the concept still remains. That's a dangerous combo. Lamming just beat his man. Straight line speed down the field.
Absolutely. We've seen the talent that he has on the basketball floor. And, you know, they have a lot of athletes on the outside, like you mentioned. Whenever you're able to send Noah Walton outside and kind of draw people's attention away from guys like Lamming on this near side, that's very dangerous. But this left side of the Potosi offensive line has had some major struggles so far, containing guys like Paul Taylor, really unable to kind of give anybody a lot of breathing room. And that's why Noah Walton, a lot of these plays have been going side to side on these run plays, and that's why they've been going backwards and haven't been able to get north-south yet.
Third down and 29. Ball on the Potosi 31. Need to get to the St. Genevieve 40. Design screen play. Pass is caught by Blaine Maxwell. How many yards can he get? Very much not enough. He'll get to about the Potosi 39, gain of 8. It'll be fourth down and 21. And it looks like Potosi will have to at least faint like they're going to punt, although this time facing 22 yards. I think we're more likely to see just a good old-fashioned punt this time.
Yeah, you're too far away. You got to kind of save field position here and send out the punt team for the second time. We'll see if this will be their actual first punt. I think this is probably a little too far for even Noah Walton to try to fake.
It is going to be Lamming to punt it away. Two men back to receive. Those are your safeties, Trollinger and Kruppi. Lamming will punt it away. Shanked off toward the St. Genevieve sideline. Ball is dropped by one of the players over there. I believe that's the backup quarterback for St. Genevieve, Jesse Schilly. There's a reason he's not out there, I guess. But it'll be first down and 10, St. Genevieve. Don't mean to put him on blast over there, but just simply butterfingered that ball. Yeah. But the Dragons do take over, still trailing 6-0.
Punt rolled off the side of the foot. Didn't expect it to be there, and the Dragons are going to have really nice field position here. They're going to have to try to capitalize on it. Had a really nice drive last time out. Penalties kind of stalled them out, and then Potosi was able to kind of stand up right near the goal line. We're going to have to find a little something extra on this drive here to even things out.
9:48 left to go here in the first half. Trips to the left. One wide receiver lined up right. It's a handoff to Schweigert on first down. Sneaks his way between guard and tackle. Tripped up as he crosses midfield to about the Potosi 48-yard line. It'll be a gain of 7. And it'll be second down and 3.
And Schweigert does a great job of kind of reading where the hole is and making that one decisive cut. He's not necessarily hiding out behind his line. He's very decisive, able to kind of pick his way through and get a nice gain on first down, give his team a real good chance to get another set of downs here quickly.
You like that agility on a running back who comes in at 200 pounds. Much like Ferranto, kind of a do-it-all guy. Handoff here, joining Ferranto in the backfield this time. That is Owen Roth, who gets his first carry of the game. He's got enough for the first down. He is to about the 43, another gain of 5. First down and 10.
A lot of, like you said, do-it-all type of guys. I don't think there's one guy that you can really single out other than Luke Ferranto who's going to get the ball every play. I think you're going to have to basically defend everybody that's out there on the field, and that's going to be really tough for a lot of these small schools that St. Genevieve is going to go up against that could really help them later on in the season. But Potosi's done a pretty good job of kind of keeping things at bay, bending but not breaking so far.
St. Genevieve. Ferranto looking to pass. Puts one hard down toward the left sideline. Ball is caught, but it looks to be a modest gain, if anything. Maybe 5 yards. Pass was caught by Justin Slinkard. Actually, in fact, give it 6, as it looks like they're going to set it up second down and 4. I was about to say, St. Genevieve has really abandoned the passing game after that first drive. Wouldn't you know it, Ferranto goes to the air and finds his tight end over on the left side of the field.
Absolutely, and I don't think you have to kind of mix and match, especially with the size up front that they have. You really need to try to establish that run with the athletes that you have in the backfield and then kind of use the pass to kind of throw the other team off the scent, throw that defense kind of in the blender, kind of figure out where they're kind of weak at.
Two backs in the backfield. It's a handoff to Schweigert. He's tripped up as he crosses the 35. Going to be close to that first down marker if he didn't get it. Yeah, it looks like they are going to give him the 33-yard line, and if that's the case, it will be a first down. Needed 4. Ooh, no, it's going to be 3rd and inches. So a long 3 on the play, 3rd down and 1.
Yep, and 2 chances here to power it through and get a new set of downs. I think St. Jen would be happy with that.
Shotgun formation. Ferranto takes a snap. Handoff to Schweigert. Schweigert might not have gotten there. I think he's going to lose a yard. And it'll be 4th down again here for St. Genevieve. Coming into this game, St. Genevieve converting on 4th downs just over 35% of the time. Well, so far, they've punted it once, but they're 0 for 1 today on 4th down conversions. Of course, here on the 35-yard line, you're going to go for it. The Dragons will try their luck once again. It's pistol formation, trying to get him to jump, and I think somebody did. Don't need to convert if you can get Potosi to jump. Second time tonight the Trojans have gone offsides. First down and 10.
Yep, and that time the official gave the Potosi player no chance to get back onside. They've given him a couple of opportunities to maybe kind of readjust, and that time the official on the far sideline, not so generous, and that'll be a free first down for St. Jen, and that'll keep this drive alive as we're approaching 6:45 left to go in this first half.
Just over halfway. Now just under
That's not right. We're almost halfway through the second quarter. That's an easier way to say that. It'll be first down and 10, St. Genevieve. I know what I want to say. It's just getting there sometimes. That's the problem. Pistol formation. No, excuse me. Shotgun with Schweigert in the backfield. Ferranto rolling out to his right. It's going to be a keeper trying to follow Schweigert through the hole. Still on his feet. Shakes off a couple of tacklers before getting past the third, the 25, to about the 24. Gain of 6-4 Ferranto. In all honesty, Ferranto has had a bit of a modest game, I think is the right word. He hasn't really made the impact that maybe he's been kind of used to in the first 3 weeks. But that time, he's able to find six. I mean, he's over about 40 yards for the game. So, I mean, he's still putting up solid numbers. Just hasn't really put the big play in just yet.
And I think they've been trying to give it off to all of their players rather than trying to distribute the wealth a little bit rather than trying to do it all himself.
Second down and 4, trying to get Potosi to jump, and now they're going to walk it to the sideline. Looks like it's going to be a timeout, our first of the game, taken here by St. Genevieve. So Potosi doesn't jump this time, and St. Genevieve will take their first timeout with 5:40 left to go here in the first half. We'll send it back to the studio for a quick update. Jared, what you have for us?
Guys, thanks in Clayton. The Windsor Owls and Clayton Greyhounds tied 14-14 late in the first quarter. Festus leads DeSoto 7-0. That's in the second. North County answered a touchdown from Hillsborough, but missed the point after 7-6 Hawks as they start the second quarter. We'll take a break. Get you back out to Potosi after this on AM 1240 KFMO Park Hills.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Chris Morrison in Farmington, Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston, Mineral Area Overhead Door in Farmington, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan in Farmington, Southeast Missouri Mental Health in Farmington, and by Complete Vision Care, locations in Ludington and Festus.
Out of the St. Genevieve timeout. Timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sansegras. Okay, on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington. Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. St. Genevieve, second down and 4, going for the end zone, but that ball is overthrown. Intended receiver on the play. That was Wyatt Grine. But just out of reach, it'll be third down and 4. I like that play call on second and short. Why not take a shot toward the end zone? You know you essentially have two more plays. We're in four down territory. Maybe see what you can get.
Yeah, absolutely. You trust your senior Ferranto to kind of make a throw. And it was there. It would have been a tight fit, but he almost made it, just a little bit overthrown.
Ferranto again back to pass. Design screen, but there was no blockers around for the screen man Grine. That was a play doomed from the start. Noah Walton able to get around. Takes down Grine. It's a big loss here on third down. And it'll be fourth down and about 7. A loss of 7 yards on the play. Fourth down and 10. Incoming.
Yeah, no. Wyatt Grine had no chance. Noah Walton knew what was coming, and I think St. Genevieve kind of telegraphed it a little bit, kind of shifting everybody to that right side, and then the throw back across the field. Just took a little too long to develop. Gave Potosi a nice read.
St. Genevieve going to try to convert here on fourth down and 10. Again, they're 0 for 1, and this time, well, unless you try to make it a shorter fourth down here by trying to get Potosi to jump. Somebody jumped. That didn't look good at all. I think we're going to get a false start here on St. Genevieve.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sure which player they will call this on. I'm not sure if it was on the line or if it was on Schweiger going out to the near far sideline.
It looks like that entire right side of the line was moving before the left side. So it's one of those plays where I think maybe the snap count was misunderstood. Half the line went, half the line didn't. It's on multiple players. If so, fourth down and 15. Things got even harder now for the Dragons. This was second down and 4. Ferranto back to pass. Has a lot of time in the pocket. He's just going to chuck one for the end zone. That ball is incomplete. Another turnover on downs. Potosi will take over on their own 35-yard line. Just chucking it up into double coverage there. Looking for his man Grine. But, yeah, the coverage was too good that time. And Potosi again finds a way to keep St. Genevieve off the board.
Yeah, and that was just thrown up there with a hope and a prayer. And David Miller, the quarterback, was actually the man in coverage down there and did a good job to cover his man up and force another turnover on downs. And, man, Potosi's defense, they've been pretty stout. They've been bending, but they really have not broken once it's gotten into their own territory. They've done a good job of really kind of stifle St. Genevieve and force them to go on the ground only. Maybe we'll see if something happens maybe here closer to halftime, maybe in the second half. But right now, as it stands, St. Genevieve with -1 passing yards on the night.
And Genevieve really not maybe had the level of success that they've become accustomed to this season. Hand off to Pyatt here on first down. Gets away from a couple of Dragons into the second line. The secondary will have to take him down after about a gain of 10. It looks like we'll follow up first down and 10 with another. Ball on the 45-yard line. As, again, it's Pyatt who has one of the game's longest plays at 30 yards. He'll find another 10 here.
Yeah, and it's running to that left side, the left side of that Potosi O-line. That's where they've had the most success. We'll see if they continue to attack that side of the field.
Get you an update after this play. First down and 10, ball on the 45. 4:12 left to go in the half. Potosi about to venture into St. Genevieve territory once again. David Miller, shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield. That's Walton and Pyatt. It's a handoff here to Walton. He'll cut up, and he'll cross midfield. He'll swap 45s. Another gain of 10. It's first down and 10, ball on the St. Genevieve 45 this time. Jared, update.
Yes, Connor, in Park Hills, St. Dominic scores again. They're up 20-14. They scored near the end of the first quarter, and Central answered 2 minutes later to tie. St. Dominic just missed a point after Central ball. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Jared. 3:44 now left to go in the half. Again, two straight gains of 10 yards. Same formation, two wide receivers lined up to the left. You've got a six-man front. Again, two backs in the backfield. Miller going to hand it off to Walton once again. Same looking play, this time a little less success. The first time on this drive, Potosi will not find a first down, but they still will find three. It'll be second down and 7.
And that time, Walton was just unable to get around the edge. It was basically the same play they ran last time. Kind of had Walton go on one-on-one, and that time Paul Taylor, you would talk about defensive guy that really stands out. I mean, he got stiff-armed by Walton on that play, but he was the one that kind of really forced Walton to go side to side, allowed the cavalry to kind of come in and clean things up, keep that play to a short game for the Trojans.
Second down and 7, now under 3 minutes left to go in the half. Got to wonder if Potosi is really going to look to try to chew some time off the clock. Remember, St. Genevieve, they'll have to kick it away to start the second half. Fake the handoff. Miller rolling out toward his left. Has some trouble, really trying to evade some would-be tacklers. Just flips it away. That's going to be intentional grounding. That's got to be intentional grounding as he just threw it toward the St. Genevieve sideline. No Trojan in sight. Bearing down on him was the safety. It was the safety blitz. Max Krupe flying in. Yeah, there's the flag for intentional grounding. That's a pretty easy call to make.
Yeah, he had no chance of making doing anything there. And I think the referee is going to have a few words for St. Jen's sideline, as I think he was trying to let them know what was happening. And we're still got the ball. We're basically
it should be grounding. Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
And I think Miller, the thought process there was, I'm going to get rid of this ball, so maybe you don't hit me. Unfortunately, kind of caught the worst of both worlds there as Krupe still laid the boom down on him. And, yeah, he's going to be called for intentional grounding as well. And it looks like we've got a timeout here by Potosi as well. So Potosi is going to take their first timeout of this first half. We'll take it to break as well. 2:36 left to go here in the second quarter. Still 6-0 in favor of Potosi. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 and FMO.
Plenty of companies can help you with your home improvement projects, but few offer the skills and resources of 30-plus years in business. Dalton Home Improvement is experienced in exterior projects like doors, windows, siding, and gutters, and interior projects including kitchen and bath remodeling. Dalton Home Improvement can help you from start to finish when you are ready to make improvements on your home or business. Call 314-640-2808 or check them out at daltonhomeimprovements.com.
back in studio real fast before we get you back out to Potosi. Quick in-studio update. There's a minute 05 left in the first quarter in at Valley Catholic in St. Genevieve. Warriors leading Fredericktown 32-0. Back out to Connor and Zach at Potosi.
Valley Catholic, another great season for the Warriors. Looking like well on their way to improve to 4-0 on the season. We've got another undefeated team from St. Genevieve here in Potosi. St. Genevieve Dragons, however, they find themselves trailing by 6. It's 6-0 with 2:36 left to go in the first half. After the intentional grounding penalty, Potosi faces third down and 24. Ball on their own 41-yard line. Miller in shotgun formation. It's a four wide receiver set. See if they air it out. That's exactly what, no, Miller's going to tuck it and run. He's across midfield. Duke's back to his left, but it's a great open field tackle that time. Getting in on the tackle looks like that was Luke Ferranto. He'll line up at the safety spot. They call it the goon. This time he finds a tackle in open field to make it fourth down 11. Gain of 10, ultimately. No, gain of 13 when it's all said and done, but yeah, still well short, although ball is on St. Genevieve's side, so we'll see what Potosi does here.
And I don't mind that decision at all. That's a really poised decision there by the sophomore to say, hey, they're in prevent. We've got a lot of green grass in front of me. Let's just take off and see how far we can go. You never really know what may happen. It is fourth and 11, and they are going to send out the punt team. They're at the edge of no man's land. So definitely we saw a short punt last time by Lamming, and I think we're going to get another Trojan timeout.
Yes, it's a Trojan timeout. The play clock was just about to hit zero, just running off as much time as they can before calling the timeout. Well, Potosi's still talking to the official here, but it will be a Potosi timeout. Again, they'll have one remaining. A minute 43 left to go in the half. It's fourth down 11 when we come back. You're listening to High School Football on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, Camp Mo.
Lambert's Cafe in Sykeston has everything from chicken and dumplings to sandwiches to steaks and ribs. The pass-arounds are delicious family favorites. The desserts are amazing and all topped off with the famous throat rolls. Lambert's Cafe, 1800 West State Highway J in Sykeston.
A Touch of Glass Shower Doors and More in Bonterre have been installing custom shower doors since 2010. From frameless, rain glass, angled shower doors, and much more. Give A Touch of Glass a call today at 314-742-9130 for a free in-home estimate.
Out cold if we can get it. Fourth down and 11. Thomas Lamming looking to punt it away. Punt right down the middle. St. Genevieve going to try to return this one. Ball is bobbled. It's loose. And I think Potosi's going to fall on it. St. Genevieve bobbled the ball. One of the men back there to receive, I believe that was Krupe, unable to pick it up, and it's a big swing for the Trojans. They have it first down and 10 on the 11-yard line. I thought they were going to clear out and just let it go, but Krupe decided he wanted to return it off of the hop. Unfortunately, just wasn't able to control it, and Potosi, they gain a lot of yardage.
Yeah, and I think that's something that you're just going to have to tell your sophomore, hey, get out of the way. That ball had a lot of English. It may have rolled all the way into the end zone for a touchback. You don't really know. That's a rough decision by one of your turnmen. So now you've given Potosi another chance here with a minute and a half, basically to try to punch it in from the 11-yard line.
A big swing of momentum. Today's special teams has been amazing for Potosi. Noah Walton up the middle, touchdown Trojans. Well, how's that for a swing from fourth down and 11 to a touchdown in two plays, one of which was a punt. But Walton finds the end zone for the second time today. 11 yards, 12-0 Potosi pending the PAT.
And that's why they call it special teams. It calls for special moments. And right now, Potosi's got the breaks of the game on the special team so far. It's resulted in all of these points that we've seen so far. They're going to go for two, looks like, to try to reestablish that two-touchdown lead. But, yeah, what an answer for Potosi. Really caught St. Jen off guard as they send the defense back out there. And Noah Walton able to dance in from 11 yards out.
Trying to get it back to 14. It is currently a two-touchdown lead, just trying to get it back to 14. Two backs to the backfield, two wide receivers left. PAT, two-point try brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Miller bobbles the snap, still gets it off to Walton, although he's going to be stopped. He'll lose a couple yards for the second time tonight. Potosi will fail to convert the two-point conversion. We get a flag after the play, though. It came in well after the play. I think some words were exchanged. I think we got a personal foul coming some way. We'll update you when we come back. Again, Extra Point brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your routine exams and anything regarding your eye care since 1966. We'll take a break. Come right back. A minute 24 left to go here in the first half. Potosi leads 12-0. You're listening to high school football here, the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Imagine a place where sweet and savory meets tasty delicious. You must be thinking of Dairy Queen in Farmington and Potosi. Soft-served ice cream with your choice of toppings or crispy tenders with dipping sauces to fulfill your taste buds. Farmington and Potosi Dairy Queens are proud sponsors of high school sports.
If you experience dry, gritty, burning, itchy, or watery eyes, the doctors at Complete Vision Care in Lettington and Festus can help. Call or visit online at CompleteVisionCareMO.com.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Willett Home Furnishings in Bonterre, Little Caesars locations in Farmington and Deloge, Boyd & Associates in Farmington, Keen Performance in Bonterre, Ozark's Modern Insulation in Park Hills, Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge, and by New Era Bank.
Helmet to helmet was the call after the play. No words, but it was a penalty on Potosi, a flag. So it will be Wyatt Cannon to kick off from his own 25-yard line. Another line drive kick. Again, it'll be Cameron Vogt on the return. I don't think he's expected to have three returns tonight, but he's made the most of it as St. Genevieve will get it all the way to the Potosi 42-yard line. Well, Vogt's really making him, trying to find the right words here. How about, he's really earning his pay up on that front line. He's returned all three kicks tonight.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Potosi may have to look at, say, hey, let's kick it away from him. I know we have a style of kickoff that we like doing. We need to find something else because this is great field position. That kickoff, like you mentioned, it was from the 25, so it really gave Vogt a nice running head start as he was crossing basically midfield. And Potosi, they laid the boom on him, but they did not wrap him up. That's been a kind of a storyline through this game is a lot of missed tackles on that initial contact. They're going to have to really clean things up on both sides to make these tackles here late in the ballgame.
Quarterback keeper for Ferranto. Just over a minute left in this second half. Ferranto will get about five or six. St. Genevieve with two timeouts to work with. We'll see if they hustle back to the line. Cameron Vogt, for what it's worth, by the way, is a running back. He is an experienced ball carrier.
Pick up a five on the play, brings up a second down.
They keep kicking it to him tonight. Under a minute to go. St. Genevieve hustling to the line. It's second down and five. Take the handoff. Ferranto looking to go to the air. He's going to chuck one down towards the end zone. Pass is incomplete. Overthrown. Thought there might have been a little bit of contact. The intended receiver was Wyatt Grine. He puts his hands up to say, I was pushed from behind. And it's a long way away from us in the press box. It kind of looked like he may have been.
Yeah, I think the Dragons have a valid case there. But I don't know if that catch or if that pass was catchable. I think the official, if it's not going to directly affect the outcome of that pass, I don't think they were going to throw the flag there as they were kind of hand fighting, jostling for position there. And so we'll see third and about five for St. Genevieve as they'll be at the Potosi 38.
Third and five again. Ball on the 37. Ferranto takes a snap. Somebody moved. It's going to be false start, I believe. Ferranto will find about four. But again, I think that one's coming back. It looked like somebody jumped on the left side of the line.
It came from the far sideline official.
It is going to be false start on St. Genevieve. That'll make it third and 10. We'll replay third down. A few seconds have run off the clock. 37 seconds left. And I wonder here if you're the Dragons. Again, you have two timeouts. So if you get the first down, clock will stop and allow you to gather your bearings. But I wonder how you approach it here with the timeouts that you have. St. Genevieve's not been shy here lately about going toward the air, going for the deep ball.
Yeah, I think you need to continue to try to pass the ball. I think you need this, probably need to get the first down on this play and then really assess where you're at, because then you'll have about 30 seconds to go about 30 yards to the end zone. You have to be really careful using these timeouts here late in this first half.
Ferranto is going to pass. Ball is caught on the left sideline. Owen Roth pushes off one defender, moves backwards a little bit. He's across the 40. It's going to be a gain of about three. It'll be fourth down and seven, and St. Genevieve is going to take a timeout. St. Genevieve will take their second timeout of the half. They'll have one remaining here with 26 seconds left to go here in the half. Let's take a very, very quick break ourselves. We'll be right back. 12-0 Potosi with 26 seconds left in the first half. This is high school football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
When seconds making a play, short's got it covered.
A winning insurance strategy doesn't rely on one person.
Get a good hustle,
so
good hustle.
Communicate with your guys and make sure everyone's in the right coverage.
It takes a team that knows its roles well, working together to provide an exceptional experience.
Set the screen. You have to protect yourself.
One, two, three, Wildcat!
At Shelter Insurance, you can count on our local agents and award-winning customer service to help you protect what matters most.
See Chuck Odle, Shelter Insurance, on East School Street in Bonterra today or call 358-3674.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen, locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ludington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Fourth down and seven. Ferranto looking to air it out just before the end of the first half. Going to be scrambling, looking for the first down. He's going to get to around the 35. I think he's short. And I think once again, St. Genevieve will fail to convert on fourth down. I think it'll be first down Potosi. And tell you what, give credit to Potosi's defense. They have played an amazing first half.
Yeah, and they've really given Ferranto nothing to throw to. It's been all kind of chucks and hopes and prayers and just kind of flinging it around the field. And that time he almost was able to get close enough to get that first down for the Dragons. And that would have been interesting to see what they would have done there with one timeout and about, 20 seconds on the clock. But let's see if Potosi decides to run a play here. They have one timeout of their own.
Well, Potosi is going to take it. First down, 10, ball in the 34. St. Genevieve is guarding against the deep pass. They are in prevent. Three safeties lined up over the top. 17 seconds left to go in the first half. Three-man rush. Hand off to Walton. It looks like Potosi is content to just go into the locker rooms. Remember, they received the ball first in that second half. This has been pretty much a perfect start for Potosi. You've had your setbacks a little bit. You've had a couple punts here in this game, but ultimately special teams and defense have given Potosi the lead they have. Let's move into the break. Again, it's the 1-2 Potosi Trojans leading the 3-0 St. Genevieve Dragons. Coming up next, our Midwest Sports Center halftime report. Jared will start things out. Of course, we'll have stats, highlights, and more. You're listening to high school football and the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
Looking for the perfect spot for dinner? Texas Roadhouse in Vestas has something for everyone. From juicy hand-cut steaks to fall-off-the-bone ribs, plus fresh salads and kid-approved favorites, it's a meal the whole family will love. Every plate is made fresh, every roll baked from scratch, and every smile served with Southern hospitality. Bring your family, bring your friends, and bring your appetite. Because at Texas Roadhouse, we make every meal legendary. Stop by today and taste the difference at Texas Roadhouse in Vestas.
At Buck Realty in Ironton, we connect you with properties in the most scenic area of Southeast Missouri. Buck Realty specializes in hunting land and recreational property and offer a wide range of land, farms, acreages, homes, and even commercial property. Our local experts know the terrain and the market better than anyone. Give them a call today, 573-546-5546.
Looking for a new bank? We've got you covered. At First State Community Bank, we're here to make the switch easy. With local bank experts who know you by name, powerful digital tools for banking anywhere, and a commitment to our community, we're more than just a bank. We're your financial partner. Ready for a bank that puts you first? Visit a nearby branch or learn more at fscb.com and make the switch seamless. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, bank NMLS number 412605.
Had a run-in with life's surprises? Kevin Ball Auto Body, the most recommended repair shop in the area, restores your ride to its pre-accident condition with over 30 years of craftsmanship. Free estimates anytime. No appointment needed. Kevin Ball Auto Body, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Attention pizza lovers.
Little Caesars Pizza wants their valued customers to know that due to a recent fire,
the Little Caesars Pizza in Deloge is currently closed.
But don't worry, your favorite hot and ready pizza is still available.
With the Farmington Little Caesars.
Whether it's a classic pepperoni, cheese, or crazy bread, the Farmington location is open and ready to serve.
With the same great quality you've come to love.
So if you're hungry for the best pizza in town,
head to the Farmington Little Caesars.
It's hot and ready, waiting for you.
Pizza, pizza.
When you need Ready Mix, you need Poli Ready Mix. Building a new home, sidewalk, patio, or driveway, it doesn't matter if your upcoming project is big or small, Poli Ready Mix is ready to serve you with locations in Bon Terre, Farmington, Potosi, Arcadia Valley, and Viburnum. Poli Ready Mix is always proud to support our area high school sports. Good luck to all our area high school athletes on a great season from your friends at Poli Ready Mix.
Welcome to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store. On Walker Drive in Farmington, the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report on AM 1240 KFMO.
In studio for the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report in our broadcast game, we are at half and Potosi leads St. Genevieve 12-0. And it's been a pretty interesting first half as far as where I expected it to be. Although once kickoff happens, all the expectations go out the window. And if we obviously look at that, Potosi 1-2, St. Genevieve 3-0. Both teams, though, have played a tough schedule, and I think it's paying off for Potosi here in week four. Here we are in the halftime report, and it's time to take a look at all the halftime scores around the area in the MAFC and all the local teams. We start in Farmington. The Jackson Indians up 35-0 on the Farmington Knights with 5 minutes to go in the second. It was just 21-0 at the start of the second quarter, but with 6 minutes to go, Jackson scored, and a minute later they answered that again, 35-0. Jackson leads Farmington. Central, the Rebels, and St. Dominic, they're nearing halftime. The Crusaders up on the Rebels 28-14 in another battle of 3-0 squads. North County and Hillsborough are at halftime, and it is 14-6 Hawks. In St. Genevieve, Valley Catholic up on Fredericktown 39-0. Caden Williams to the house, a 75-yard touchdown run. Colton Coots with the point after attempt to follow. 39-0 Valley Catholic leading Fredericktown. That game is 7 minutes and 42 seconds away from halftime. Festus up on DeSoto at halftime 13-0. And they're late in the second quarter. Windsor and Clayton tied up 21-21. Out-of-town scoreboard check courtesy of Mineral Area Overhead Door at 1020 Woodlawn Drive just north of Farmington. Providing over 40 years of great service to their customers. Visit them at mineralareadoor.com. And in our broadcast game, it's 12-0. Highlights from the first half coming up after this on AM 1240 KFMO. Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store.
Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Keep your property safe with Liberty Security in Farmington. They offer armed and unarmed security for homes, businesses, and events. Their local team is trained and ready to help protect what matters most to you. As a local company, they're committed to protecting our community. Trust Liberty Security for all your security needs. Go to their website, libertysecurityllc.com, for more information. Security is everyone's concern, but it's their business. Liberty Security.
American Family Insurance.
I'm Harry Peterson, and I'm proud to support high school sports. Did you know life's better with American Family Insurance? Because we know whether it's a new home or a new car, you've worked hard to achieve your dream, and we work hard to protect them so you can enjoy the utmost peace of mind. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. Contact me, Harry Peterson, at 573-756-6736 or stop by at 700 West Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In real estate, the right plan matters. I'm Mary Hagan, and I'm ready to help guide you through every step, buying or selling. Call me at 573-701-1690. With the right teammate, every move is a victory.
To everyone who feels young at heart, come treat yourself to our new cereal concrete mixers at Culver's.
For a limited time, we're blending our creamy, fresh frozen custard with your favorite cereals. Choose from chocolatey Cocoa Puffs, magical Lucky Charms, or my favorite, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Stop by Culver's or order ahead in the app or online and feel the joy in every spoonful. From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Visit your local Culver's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
Unico Bank of Potosi is one of 16 locations providing quality service to you, offering internet and mobile banking, checking, debit cards, and so much more. Unico Bank is the choice for personal and commercial services. Visit Unico Bank of Potosi today or online at unicobank.com. Small enough to know you, large enough to serve you. Unico Bank of Potosi, member FDIC.
Banking with people like you, Unico Bank.
Pre-planning a funeral is very personal. Whether it's special music or a favorite poem, each person has their own wishes. At Cozine Memorial Chapel, we're here to help you express those wishes.
Proud to be a part of high school sports, Cozine Memorial Chapel and Crematorium, 217 West Columbia in Farmington.
Back here once again on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. It's time for highlights. All the highlights. They're Potosi's. They lead 12-0 over St. Genevieve. Not a lot of highlights for the Dragons, so we're going to focus on the Trojans in that first half. Starting with a fourth down play, we thought that we were going to go punt for punt. At the beginning of this game, St. Genevieve punted on the opening drive. Potosi was facing a fourth down. However, Coach Mark Casey and the Trojans had other plans. A fake punt, giving Noah Walton this 25-yard gain. The only defensive player to earn the award for his defensive contributions. And it's going to be a fake, though. They fake it to Walton. Walton's got the first down. He's up the left sideline, still on his feet as he crosses into St. Genevieve territory. It'll be all the way down to the St. Gen 42-yard line. Potosi rolls the dice, and they come up big. It's a gain of 25 for Walton. First down and 10 Trojans. And when you're the underdog, those kinds of plays can help shift momentum in your favor. Momentum it did. It gave momentum over to Potosi. They would eventually come all the way down the rest of the field. And on second down and goal, I believe, it was Noel Walton punching it in from 4 yards to open up the scoring. It will be shotgun formation again here for the Trojans. Second down and goal from the 4. It was a loss of 3 on the previous play. One back in the backfield. That is Walton. It is a handoff to Walton. Cuts back to his left. On his feet. Touchdown, Potosi. The Trojans strike first. It's Noah Walton. Lost 3, but got them all back in the extra yard as well. A 4-yard score with 6:22 left to go in the first. It's 6-0 Trojans. Well, Potosi would then continue to exert their will, not only on offense, but on defense, forcing a turnover on downs against the Dragons. They will, on their next drive, would find a big pass play. The wide receiver pass, if you will, Thomas Lamming on the 45-yard connection to Blaine Maxwell. Deep ball here on third down. That ball is caught at the 45-yard line. Still on his feet, that's Blaine Maxwell across midfield. First down and 10, ball on the St. Genevieve 49. On third down and 11, Potosi airs it out for the first time tonight, and they are rewarded for it. It's a gain of 46 yards, but there's a flag on the play. That flag would be on St. Genevieve for roughing the passer. That play would stand. Although Potosi wouldn't score on that drive, it was still worth a play. They would end up punting later on in the half. However, we talked about it. Special teams has been perfect today for Potosi. A drop punt by St. Genevieve turned to a big swing of yards. Fourth down and 11. Thomas Lamming looking to punt it away. Punt right down the middle. St. Genevieve going to try to return this one. Ball is bobbled. It's loose. And I think Potosi's going to fall on it. St. Genevieve bobbled the ball. One of the men back there to receive, I believe that was Krupe, unable to pick it up, and it's a big swing for the Trojans. They have it first down and 10 on the 11-yard line. I thought they were going to clear out and just let it go, but Krupe decided he wanted to return it off of the hop. Unfortunately, just wasn't able to control it, and Potosi, they gain a lot of yardage. And on the first play after that turnover, it would be 11 yards. Snow Walton finding the end zone for the second time today to give us our halftime score of 12-0. And today's special teams has been amazing for Potosi. Noah Walton up the middle, touchdown Trojans. Well, how's that for a swing from fourth down and 11 to a touchdown in two plays, one of which was a punt. But Walton finds the end zone for the second time today, 11 yards, 12-0 Potosi pending the PAT. They would fail that two-point conversion. So again, as it stands at the half, 12-0 Trojans. The Trojans set to receive the ball to begin the second half. Those are the highlights. 12-0 Potosi. We'll take another break. When we come back, we've got stats. Halftime stats brought to you by Sam Sism Ford Lincoln. Zach will take you through that. Again, you're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Your outdoor adventures just got easier with Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, your ultimate outdoor toy store. Whether you're hitting the road, tearing up the trails, or cruising the waves, they got you covered. Explore a range of top brands like Polaris, Suzuki, Can-Am, and Kawasaki. Upgrade your ride with doors, windshields, roofs, and much more. Your next outdoor thrill awaits you at Midwest Sports Center in Farmington. Visit them today at 124 Walker Drive in Farmington.
Trust your ride to Wade's Auto Service. Locally owned, serving Farmington since 2015. From oil changes and brake service to diesel diagnostics, all backed by a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. Wade's Auto Service, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
Find out how Chuck Odle can help with all your auto, home, and life needs. See Chuck Odle Shelter Insurance on East School Street in Bonterra today or call 358-3674.
Start September off smart. We're serving up savings and making it simple to swap keys for something spectacular. This September, we want to invite you to swap keys. At Sam Sism Ford, we have been driving the community forward since 1937. And now it's your turn to get behind the wheel of something new. Looking to drive away in a newer car, truck, or SUV this September? At Sam Sism Ford, we make it as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, bring us your current vehicle for no-hassle appraisal. That's right, no pressure. Just an easy evaluation. 2, we'll give you max value for your trade-in. That means more money in your pocket to put towards your next ride. 3, our finance team will go the extra mile to find the perfect plan for you. Low interest rates and lenders looking to approve? We have you covered. For 87 years, Sam Sism Ford has been your trusted hometown dealer, serving our community and customers. Let's swap keys this September, and we'll help you drive off in the vehicle you've been dreaming of. Visit us today at Sam Sism Ford, the home of the forever warranty, or check us out online at SismFord.com.
Offers require bank approval. See dealer for details.
Need a cozier, more energy-efficient home? Ozark's Modern Insulation in Park Hills has delivered quality insulation since 1977 with free estimates and old-fashioned family service. Ozark's Modern Insulation, proud sponsor of high school sports. La Wast North America is a growing and proud source of lime,
limestone, and all mineral solutions. Their contributions have allowed Glowas to spread from an initial headquarters in Belgium to being in over 25 countries around the world. Glowas is driven by the relationships they make with every single person they come in contact with. Call 573-883-3001 and discover what makes Glowas North America the global choice for lime, limestone, and minerals.
Big savings, friendly service, and everything you need in one stop. Walmart Supercenters in Farmington and Deloge are here for you. Whether it's groceries or everyday essentials, Walmart has you covered. Shop smart, live better, Walmart. A proud sponsor of high school sports.
At Boyd & Associates, we're not your average CPA firm. We're a group of highly motivated and skilled accountants here to ensure success and efficiency as you scale your business. By choosing B&A, you'll receive support through one-on-one consulting in order to gain insight into business best practices, receiving personalized recommendations, expert oversight, and alliance in achieving your goals. We connect, collaborate, and provide ongoing support so that you're never building alone. Boyd & Associates, we're the missing piece to your team.
And back here once again on the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. We've got about 7 minutes left in the half. At the moment, Potosi leads St. Genevieve 12-0. Potosi trying to get back to 500 on the season. St. Genevieve trying to make it four straight wins to begin the year. So far, it's Potosi doing their job here tonight. It's now time for your halftime stats. They're brought to you by Samson and Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Zach, stats for that first half.
We'll look quickly at the total team stats for the Trojans. 52 yards through the air, 93 yards on the ground, a total of 145, averaging about 6.5 yards per play. They've had a lot of plays go backwards, though, so that's something that we'll discuss later on. For St. Genevieve, 2 yards through the air, 83 yards on the ground, total of 85 total yards, 4 yards per play. And we'll look at the individual stats first. For the Trojans, your leading passer, not David Miller, not the quarterback. It is Thomas Lamming, one pass, one completion for 44 yards. David Miller, one for one as well for 8 yards. Those receptions coming courtesy of Blaine Maxwell, one catch for the 44 yards from Lamming. Cole Fowler, the one catch for 8 yards from Miller. And then on the ground, Noah Walton, 13 carries, 55 yards, averaging 4.2 yards a carry with 2 touchdowns. Carter Pye at 5 carries for 43 yards, 8.6 the average there. David Miller, 2 carries for negative 5 yards. That includes the intentional grounding penalty. That was a loss of 18, and then he gained a run of 13 the next play. So that's how that stat kind of works itself out. And then for the Dragons, Luke Ferranto, 3 of 8 so far through the air, a total of 2 yards. Those receptions coming courtesy of Justin Slinkard, 1 catch for 6 yards, 1 catch for 3 yards for Owen Roth. Wyatt Grine, 1 catch for negative 7 yards. That was a play that Noah Walton kind of blew up in the backfield on that screen. Luke Ferranto, your leading rusher for the Dragons, 9 carries for 51 yards. Justin Schweigert, he has 6 carries for 18 yards. Wyatt Grine, 2 carries for 8 yards. Owen Roth, 1 carry for 6 yards. And those are your stats as Potosi leads 12-0 over St. Jean.
Again, your halftime stats are brought to you by Samson's and Ford Lincoln, supporting our community since 1937. Shop local, where hundreds of makes and models come with a no-cost to you forever warranty. Go online to SismFord.com or call 573-431-3177. That'll wrap things up here for the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. We'll meet next chat. It's time for the second half. This one is not decided by any means. Just 2 touchdowns separate these two teams, but it will be Potosi to get the ball back to start the half. They also lead St. Genevieve 12-0. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
You've been listening to the Midwest Sports Center Halftime Report. Midwest Sports Center in Farmington is your premier dealership for power sports. Visit them for your next great adventure on the road, off the road, or in the water. Midwest Sports Center is your ultimate outdoor toy store on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Stay tuned. The second half is next after these messages.
At Buck Realty in Ironton, we connect you with properties in the most scenic area of Southeast Missouri. Buck Realty specializes in hunting land and recreational property and offer a wide range of land, farms, acreages, homes, and even commercial property. Our local experts know the terrain and the market better than anyone, Give them a call today, 573-546-5546.
Complete Vision Care in Ledington and Festus, taking care of routine exams, glaucoma, macular degeneration, and diabetic eye exams. From glasses to contact lenses, urgent eye pain to dry eyes, they are here for you.
When it comes to your eyes, listen to this voice. Complete Vision Care is the ideal choice.
High school football isn't just a game. It's a tradition that brings our community together. And McDonald's is proud to be a part of that tradition, supporting our local schools, athletes, and families right here in the Parkland. Be sure to join us on KFMO every Friday night for the Tailgate Show, fueled by McDonald's. From the kickoff to the final whistle, McDonald's is here for the hometown fans. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Looking to turn your backyard into a family paradise? With 80 years of experience, Home Pools and Spas brings in-ground pools, above-ground pools, and relaxing spas to life right here in Ledington, Missouri.
Gilster Mary Lee is hiring long-haul and regional company drivers. Starting pay is 58 cents for all hub miles and $14 per hour detention. The loads are round trips, so drivers are home every week. Gilster Mary Lee is a private label grocery manufacturer with a fleet of 200 commercial tractors and 900 dry vans. The dry grocery industry is essential and growing. Get applications by calling Mike Welker at 800-851-5371.
For the absolute best in automotive restoration and collision repair services in Washington and surrounding counties, call American Metal Collision and Restoration. From hail damage to fender benders to full collision work and frame repair, American Metal Collision and Restoration has you covered. Give them a call today at 573-436-1734 or check them out online at AmericanMetalCollisionAndRestoration.com. American Metal Collision and Restoration, located on Business Park Drive off Highway O in Mineral Point.
Join Otaki Lake KOA September 20th for their Frontier Fest, including a craft fair with local handmade goods. This campground event also features hayrides, a petting zoo, and more. Come experience the beauty at Otaki Lake KOA, located at 1224 Wade 318 in Patterson.
On the field, every play counts. Off the field, every moment matters. Heart and Soul Hospice proudly supports our athletes and our community, helping families make the most of life's precious time.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Back here at Potosi High School, just before the start of the second half, the Trojans to receive, the Dragons to kick it away. At the moment, Potosi leads St. Genevieve 12-0. Connor Harbit, Zach Pipkin on the call here tonight. Joel Booyer operating the video stream here tonight, again at KFMOsports.com. That's where you'll find the stream tonight. And, of course, back in the studio, we have got Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley, if you will. There you go, Braden. I called it again. I know it's been a couple weeks, but as it stands, Zach, Potosi's pretty much played the game that they wanted to play. They came in as the underdog, and I'm not going to renege from that statement. I think Potosi was the underdog coming into this game, but they've really done well for themselves. They've rolled the dice a little bit. They've gone for the big play, and they haven't been afraid of this big St. Genevieve front, and I think all of that has kind of led, well, to this two-touchdown lead. Absolutely, and I think the fact that they are up two scores is going to be, you know, a major factor. We've seen both teams kind of walk up and down the field. We've seen a lot of ball movement, but we really haven't seen a ton of scoring, per se, on those drives. And it's been, you know, special teams miscues on St. Genevieve's part that have really kind of given Potosi life and given them the chance to score. It's all 12 of these points have come off of turnover, or not necessarily turnovers. One, 6 points was off of a turnover. One of them was off the fake punt that Noah Walton was able to successfully pull off. So I think if you're St. Gen, there's a lot of things that you could clean up to really give yourself a better chance. But I mean, the Potosi defense, they've been looking real stout so far tonight, and they're going to be doing, you know, another whole 24 minutes of hard work to get this win here. But I think playing on home field has really helped Potosi so far. We'll see if St. Gen can figure out something out to do. Ethan Ottens kicks it off for the first time today. He kicks it out of bounds, and so Potosi will begin the second half with solid field position. There was one man back to receive, that being Noah Walton, but Otten's kick sails wide right. Out of bounds it goes, and again,
the Trojans have a chance to make it a three-score game here early on. You just have to find the end zone to make it a three-score game. So far, Potosi, their drives, other than big play, they haven't found many 5-, 6-, 7-yard plays, but they've done enough to really get that ball moving, keep that ball moving. And yeah, again, special teams really helped there. One of the scoring drives was just one play, 11 yards.
Yeah, and they've been kind of going two steps forward, one step back, kind of a flip-flop. They've had a lot of big chunk plays, like you mentioned, but a lot of just their standard running plays have actually gone for negative yards. I mean, if you look at it, they've got, you know, almost 10 negative yardage plays. So I think if they can continue to maybe find a little bit more consistent forward progress on these plays, I think they'll be set up really well for the long term.
First down and 10. It's a handoff to Blaine Maxwell to begin the half. He's taken down. We said a lot of plays for negative yards. Second half's going to start with one. It looks like a loss of two. And that's kind of where we give St. Genevieve credit. They've given up the big play, yes. They've kind of been punched in the mouth by the big play. But when it comes to, well, kind of just your average, ordinary kind of just run play, the four up front have been about as good as we've expected them to be.
Absolutely. And that's just the veteran experience that you have. They've done a really good job of forcing Potosi to go east-west. They really haven't allowed them to go up the field any. And so the more you can go sideline to sideline, the more opportunities you have to get extra tacklers there. And that was a perfect example of that right there. They really forced Maxwell to kind of chop his feet and come to a stop. And once you do that on a sweep play, that play's dead in the water as you've got everybody coming and kind of swarming around the ball carrier.
Misdirection. It's a handoff to Walton. He'll cross the original line of scrimmage. He can gain a few more. He'll get to the Potosi 39-yard line, make it a gain of six. It'll be third down and six as we move under 11 minutes left to go here in the third quarter.
And I'd like to see Potosi maybe throw it one more time, kind of give David Miller an opportunity to make something happen with either his arm or his legs. We saw him take off late in that first half. And, I mean, he's got good mobility. And I think, you know, they've really relied on Pyatt and Walton in the backfield to kind of shoulder that load. But with it being about third and six, I think you're going to need more of a chunk play that you're probably going to be looking for through the air than on the ground. It really has not been a consistent yardage gain on the ground for the Trojans so far tonight.
Miller 1-for-1, 8 yards today. Averages about 10 attempts per game. It's going to be a fake misdirection, a pass. Ball is dropped. Intended receiver on the play was Carter Pyatt. Pyatt had that one in the chest, but just couldn't hang on. And it'll be fourth down and six here for the Trojans.
Yeah, and even if he caught that ball, he was getting tackled right away, and I think he was going to get tackled short of the line to gain. Just a very shallow route, and it was going to be a hard play. Basically, Miller faked the handoff to both running backs in the backfield, and there really was no more time to get rid of the ball, and just not a very solid play call there. Definitely trying to catch St. Jen napping, and they weren't having it that time.
So on to punt, Thomas Lamming, two men back to receive, Trollinger and Kruppi. Lamming punts it away. Solid punt. Going to be played on a hop. Kruppi just going to let this one roll. And Potosi will pick it up about at the St. Genevieve 21-yard line. Solid punt. It goes about 42 yards on the punt. And the Dragons will come out for the first time in the second half. First down and 10. I think if you're the Dragons offense, you look at the fact that you were able to move the ball. You've been able to, I think, better than Potosi on a run-of-the-mill play. They've been more proficient at getting that 6-7 yards, but it's when they cross midfield, when they get kind of within the 30, that things just kind of start going south.
And that's very similar to like the Mizzou team last year, where you're just outside the red zone. You really could not get any more forward progress. They're going to have to really kind of tighten things up here closer to the Potosi end zone.
Looked like a quick handoff there to Schweiger on first down. Punches it forward for about three on the play. Second down and seven. Tackle made by Justin Reynolds of the Trojans. It will be a gain of four. How about second down and six? Under 10 to go here in the third quarter. 12-0 our score. Two rushing touchdowns today for Noah Walton. St. Genevieve trying to get on the board for the first time tonight. Ferranto moves under center. I formation, two wide receivers, one to each side. Another handoff up the middle. Simple power running. And it's good for a few more yards. In fact, it's going to be a first down. Kind of lost track of Schweiger because I was actually watching one of the St. Genevieve blockers up front. Very much won his matchup that time. Pushed him about 10, 15 yards down the field, I believe. I lost my roster there for a second. There it is. That was Jacob Warren. And yeah, if you're Coach Pope, you like to see that. You're five up front still working very, very hard despite the struggles.
Absolutely. And, you know, Schweiger, they got him playing at the fullback position in this I formation. We talked about his ability to cut and juke, and that time it was just a straightforward run.
It was a gain of 11. Here's a pitch out to the left. Owen Roth on the carry. He's past the 40 to around the 42, 43. Good gain here on first down. They'll give him the 42, so make it four, second down, and six. Nope, gave him five. Second down and five. St. Genevieve quickly up to the line here. Another handoff up the middle to the fullback, Schweiger. And he will get another 2 or 3 yards. It'll be, well, as we blow the whistle, there's a dragon hurt on the play. It will be third down and two. So a gain of 3 for Schweiger, but the man down on the field, that is Caden Manning. And he's out there rolling around. He is in some pain. He is not happy camper down there. So they're going to come out and check on him. Again, this is week 4 of the high school football season. Make sure to tune in next week for week 5 of the season. We'll again bring you some high school football here on AM 1240 KFMO. Another great matchup. And again, we'll have live video for you as well, KFMOsports.com, and also, of course, on Facebook as well. Week 5, of course, we are headed. I'm drawing a blank here.
You're headed up north, partner.
Yeah, up north to Bonterre. There we go. North County and Rolla coming up next week. You know, I was so busy thinking about the game now, here and now. I told you before the game, I take it 1 week at a time. But we will have North County and Rolla. Bonterre playing at home. Excuse me, North County playing at home for the first time this week, taking on Hillsboro. But they will play the Bulldogs of Rolla next week. Again, right here on AM 1240 KFMO. I thought I had enough time to stall until I could pull up the schedule. Guess not. Third down and two. Ball on the 46. 8:15 left to go here in the third. It's a keeper for Ferranto, just trying to follow his big men up front. We get a flag after the play. Looks like it was enough for a first down, but I think that flag came in at the end.
Yeah, it'll be marked as a gain of 3 for right now, so it'll be good for the first down, but that flag did come in late on the tackle, so we'll see if that was something that caused the tackle, or if it was something during the tackle, or looks like it'll be after the play, actually.
It is a personal foul called against St. Genevieve. And, well, I always say I don't want to preach on the air, but if you're St. Genevieve and scoring's been hard to come by today, those are not good penalties to take. You have to keep your mouth shut and try to just score the football.
Yeah, I mean, you've had a good drive to this point. You've been able to get a couple first downs, but now you've really, you know, you had the first down there, and now we'll see if they give them the first down. I believe they will. They should give them the first down, and it should enforce the penalty 15 yards from that spot.
Yes, and so it will be first down and...
Third down and 14.
Well, our PA man said third down and 14. I don't think that's correct.
So they're moving the chains back, so it'll be first and 10, rather, but they will be basically back where they started.
Yes, there you go. So it'll be first down and 10, ball on the St. Genevieve 34-yard line. Under center Ferranto, he's looking to pass. Going to look toward the middle of the field. That ball almost intercepted. Sliding in there, that was Jude Litton, who almost had a chance to pick that one off. Instead, it's incomplete. Second down and 10. So to explain why it's first down and 10, again, a personal foul is after the play. And so you take the results of that play, no matter what they were, and then you mark it off. So it's not a repeat kind of third down situation. You just simply march them back 15. It's a pretty simple explanation, I think, but did fool some people here, obviously, in Potosi.
Yeah, and that last play, we talked about it. They really need to get this passing game going, and they've not really given Ferranto an opportunity to just kind of stand in the pocket and fire it. He's been really rolling around, not really able to set his feet and not deliver strong throws to his receivers on the outside.
Well, Ferranto is going to keep it himself here on second and 10. He'll get to about the 40. That'll be about a gain of six, and it'll be third down and four. St. Genevieve coming into this game, 297 passing yards for the season, so just under 100 yards a game. Today, so far, two. And the completion percentage for Ferranto has not been good. Now, there have been a couple drops in there. Of course, Grind had the drop on the first drive of the day. I believe we had a second drop in there as well. I digress. But the passing game just hasn't been, I think, to the level that Coach Pope would expect. Third down and four. Man set in motion. That's Roth. It's a pitch out. Tight end will take it. I believe that was Slinker who came in from the other side. We'll have to see. Certainly looked like it came in from the tight end position. Nope, it was Grind. He was lined up as a wingback, I believe, but it's a gain of one. It'll be a fourth down and three, and if you're Coach Pope, you have a choice to make. You're in your own territory, but you're trailing by two scores with under seven to go in the third. Do you risk it here?
I would not be opposed to it, but I believe, you know, Ferranto is their punter and quarterback, so don't be afraid or don't be surprised if we see maybe a short punt or if we see maybe kind of a fake punt like Potosi ran earlier. But
well, it was the hard count trying to get Potosi to jump. Got him twice in the first half. Not going to get it here. Are they going to run a play? Yes, they will. Ferranto fakes the handoff. Quick pass caught by Grime for the first down. He'll be tackled around midfield. So they do go for it on fourth down, and they get the yards they needed. For the first time tonight, they convert on fourth down. Gain of nine, first and ten.
Yeah, that time it was just a good quick pass there from Ferranto to Grine and just able to kind of find the little soft spot in the defense and was able to turn his way forward and pick up of nine there, put it right at midfield, and St. Genevieve's got a new fresh set of downs and a little bit more juice in this drive.
Halfway through the third quarter now, 6 minutes remaining. It's trips to the right, one back in the backfield alongside Ferranto. Takes it in shotgun formation, hands it off, Schweigert on the carry. Powers his way for about 2 yards. Hit in the backfield, but can drag the defender along to at least get a couple, second down and eight.
And that goes back to the point that I brought up earlier, is we've seen a lot of tackles coming from the upper body. Potosi's not afraid to hit. They are hitting the Dragons pretty hard, but they're not wrapping up after that hit. And so St. Jim's kind of able to absorb it and kind of bounce off and ricochet and gain a couple extra yards. And, you know, Schweigert, he is a powerful back in that backfield. You don't see a lot of running backs in our area at 200 pounds. And, you know, he's got a lot of forward momentum going whenever he gets a burst of speed.
Option keeper for Ferranto as he crosses the 45 to the 44. Gain of four, another third down here for the Dragons. It'll be third and four on the 44.
Yeah, this will be manageable here for the Dragons. I think this is safely, once again, two down territory. If you were willing to go for it back around your own 40, I think St. Genevieve's really trying to find a touchdown here, try to get something on the board as they've really stalled out once they get into Potosi territory.
Third down and four. Now under five to go. This has been a long, drawn-out drive for St. Genevieve. But again, trailing by just two scores, not really in panic mode yet. Man set in motion, that's Grind. He'll take the handoff. He cuts it up past the 40, lurches forward, and gets to the 36. That's enough for a first down, gain of eight. First down and 10, St. Genevieve.
Yeah, and that was just a nice play. That's a lot of the plays that we've seen Potosi run that they really haven't had success on. St. Genevieve was able to really seal that edge and give Grine a lane to kind of cut forward. And he went from east to west, and then he cut it forward. Was able to get a nice chunk of change there. St. Genevieve, another set of downs.
St. Genevieve hustling to the line, almost caught Potosi napping. Hard count. Now they'll look toward the sideline. Coach Pope. Call comes in. Ferranto all alone in the backfield, but has a couple wingbacks. Going to send one of them in motion. That's Grind. Grind again will take the handoff. Has some room to run. Cuts it up. He'll get to about the 30. It's a gain of six. Second down and four. And this is what we're talking about. Your average run-of-the-mill play. It hasn't been big gains, but it's been big enough. But as St. Genevieve moves past the 30-yard line, this is where the trouble has started for the Dragons tonight.
Yeah, Potosi's done a really good job of really basically stuffing the inside running lanes. And I think that's now why we're seeing St. Genevieve try to go around the outside. And they've had success for it. I think they've really, you know, Potosi hasn't had an answer for it yet. I would not be surprised to see him challenged again.
Fake the handoff. It was a fake to Roth. Ferranto with all kinds of time. Still trying to find a man. Eventually finds a man. It is Roth, who just kind of stuck around after the fake. And he's got enough for the first down. He'll get to the 24. Another gain of six. Ferranto kind of scrambling around there. Had a little bit of trouble finding his man. Fortunately, Roth, it's a great adjustment there. Just kind of find some empty space and wait for your quarterback to find you there.
Absolutely, and that's just good awareness by the receiver to say, hey, my quarterback's in trouble. I need to find a place to sit and really help him out.
Potosi didn't have an 11th man on the field, and they're going to pay for it. Here's Roth up the left sideline. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. Potosi was not set at the line. St. Genevieve got their playoff, and Owen Roth will find a 24-yard scamper to get back to within one score. It's 12-6.
And now we've really seen that kind of that option style really start to come into effect as they were able to really wear down that Potosi Trojan defense. And like you mentioned, a substitution error there, not able to get everybody lined up. And St. Genevieve, well, they've gone up to the line very fast. They haven't always gone up tempo, but that time they did, and that really paid off for them.
Ethan Otten's on to attempt the PAT. Extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care with locations in Lenington and Festus. Kick is through the uprights and good. We've got a five-point game here in Potosi. So the Dragons finally hit pay dirt tonight. A 24-yard run for Owen Roth. It's 12-7. Potosi leads St. Genevieve. Again, extra point brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for glasses, contacts, and suitable eye health since 1966. Just a high school football on AM 1240, KFMO.
Schlosser Orthodontics offers orthodontic care unique to every patient's treatment needs. With both traditional braces and Invisalign therapies available, they make sure to address your dental concerns to achieve a smile that is both healthy and beautiful. Schlosser Orthodontics, 603 North Maple Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company of Farmington has been supplying homeowners and builders with tools, lumber, hardware, and the advice they need to tackle any project, serving the area since 1950. Hometown proud and ready to help. Gifford Lumber Company on Potosi Street in Farmington.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Culver's in Farmington. Real estate agent Mary Hagan with Coldwell Banker Halsey in Farmington. American Family Insurance agent Harry Peterson in Farmington. Schlosser Orthodontics, Cozine Memorial Chapel in Farmington, and by Riverside Grill in Park Hills.
Genevieve trying some trickery of their own. It's an onside kick after the touchdown run by Owen Roth. However, Ottens didn't quite catch all of it. It wasn't going 10 yards, but Potosi just chooses to fall on it. They'll take over in St. Genevieve territory. Ball on the 47-yard line.
Yeah, Ottens kind of went for the sidekick and just kind of got around on it too much, and just it rolled, and it finally kind of started rolling in a straight line about their own 47, so it was 3 yards short. And that was almost a dangerous decision there from Potosi to try to fall on that ball, as it was one of the guys up front, and it ended up being a good decision. That gives Potosi great field position to start this drive.
Other than the one drive that started next to the Trojans' end zone, it's been good field position all night. This play going to be whistled dead. Actually, we had a change at the quarterback position. David Miller lining up as a wide receiver. It was a wildcat formation with, I believe, Walton taking the snap. But it was offsides against St. Genevieve to blow that play dead. So, in the end, it's a 5-yard penalty, first down and 5. And we'll see what the Trojans do here, because while you do get the 5 yards, the surprise of the wildcat is now gone.
It is gone, but that you never really ran the play, so you never know. You may give them that look again and just run that play and see what would happen. I believe David Miller will probably go back under center, and you'll probably see a more traditional play this time. No,
it's just right back to the wildcat. Why not run the play?
See, you never know. It may work still. It may not, but now you know.
It'll be a direct snap here to Walton. Bounces out toward the left. Chasing him down are the Dragons. Trying to catch him from behind. Not going to get there. Walton still on his feet as he crosses the 30. Down to about the 29-yard line. Gain of 13 on the Wildcat. And that's just Walton's straight line speed there. Bounced it out. And that time, St. Genevieve just wasn't able to cover.
Yeah, and that time he was able to recognize, hey, there's no gaps in that line of scrimmage. So he's able to just bounce it outside. And there's not many guys in our area that has that field knowledge and that athleticism to really make that play work, and Noah Walton's one of those guys. And we talked about it, how important he is to this offense. Whenever he goes, this whole team goes, and they're still going to run Wildcat here on this next play.
Miller lined up to the left as a wide receiver. Walton is the quarterback. Pyatt is in the backfield. This time it is a handoff to Pyatt, but he's swallowed up. Paul Taylor in on the tackle. And it will be a loss of 2 on the play. Second down and 12 as we cross the 2-minute line here in this third quarter.
At that time, it was Matt Wolk getting in the backfield and really was the one that tripped Pyatt up. And Paul Taylor, like we mentioned, was able to clean it up, and he'll get the tackle. But credit to Matt Wolk out there doing a good job to really stuff that play in the backfield, cause a loss of 3.
Second down, 13 yards to go. Two wide receivers right. Back to Miller. Miller will take over again as the quarterback. Shotgun formation with Walton in the backfield. Miller takes a snap, fakes the handoff, looking to pass, looking for the corner. That ball is overthrown. Good coverage there from the safety over the top. Max Krupe on the coverage. Intended receiver was Lamming, but it will be third down and 13. Again, in four down territory, so still two plays to get the 13, but Potosi just taking a shot and seeing what they could get.
Yeah, and that's the down to do it. I don't love the play call because you're behind the sticks already. You may want to try to get some yardage here to make this kind of a two plays to get that first down, but now you're still in the same position. You're just farther away. So I would expect to see Potosi try to get a gain of about 7 or 8, make this a much more manageable fourth down, or you never know. They may try to take another shot at the end zone here.
A minute 25 left to go in the third. Miller rolling out to his right. Has some room if he wants to tuck and run. No, he's got a man wide open in the end zone. Touchdown, Potosi. The cornerback left his assignment, and he pays for it. Wide open in the end zone, June Litton, a 32-yard pass and score, 18-7 Potosi. That's a big breakdown of coverage there on St. Genevieve's part. They swore that Miller was going to tuck and run. I thought maybe he was going to do it too, but I'm up here in the booth. You got to stick with your man. And June Litton just kept running for the easy score.
Yeah, and I mean it was a one-on-one matchup on the outside there. I mean the cornerback had no choice. He's like, either I got to take the guy or I got to give 15 yards to the quarterback scrambling. And he thought maybe I could get that tackle before. But what a good job by Miller to find his man downfield, and a really nice possession there for Potosi.
Two completions today for 40 yards. That one for 32 and a score. We'll see what Potosi opts to do here. They lead by 11. They're going to go for two to try to force St. Genevieve to at least convert one extra point. Miller going to fake the handoff, looking toward the corner of the end zone. That ball is picked off. And so for the third time tonight, Potosi will fail the two-point conversion. Again, extra point try brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your medical eye care concerns, including dry eyes and other eye diseases. 18-7, Potosi again leads by two scores. Their lead is 11 at 18-7. You listen to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240 KFMO.
Need mobile home repairs? R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service is your one-stop solution. Doors, windows, plumbing, skirting, roof coating, and more. Visit R&R Mobile Home Parts and Service at Highway 67 and Y in Valley Mines, 636-937-9898.
Looking for affordable, career-ready education close to home? Mineral Area College offers degrees, certificates, and training designed to fit your life and future. Mineral Area College, proud sponsor of high school sports.
Go team!
This is Mark Casey, head coach of the Potosi Trojans, and you're listening to High School Football on AM 1240 KFMO.
It's time. The kickoff will be returned by not Cameron Vogt, however, Colt Brace. He's not going to try his luck. He simply falls on it. And so the Dragons will take over on their own 37-yard line. A minute 16 left to go here in the third. 18-7 Potosi. A 32-yard passing touchdown. David Miller to Jude Litton to give the Trojans a two-score lead once again. The Dragons, who scored for the first time on their last drive, they'll have to try to get back and cut this deficit a little more. Owen Ross set in motion. Ferranto going to keep it himself on first down. Leaps over a downed Trojan and gets about 9 yards. To make it about second down and one. Again, we're still in the third quarter, and it's still just a two-score game. I still don't feel it's panic time for the Dragons, but I still feel like they need to score on this drive.
No, but the urgency is going to go up, and we're going to really see this tempo kind of come into play. They've faked it a lot during this game, but now's the time to really kind of go with that tempo, really go for it really fast every play.
Ferranto with time in the pocket, but now flushed out to his left. He's going to try to keep it himself. He'll move up the left sideline, step out of bounds after getting the first down. It's a gain of two. Needed one, got two. Efficient, and steps out of bounds. That's just good awareness to know where the first down marker is.
That's a nice business decision there, as we like to call, from Ferranto. He knew exactly where he needed to go and was able to step out of bounds, stop the clock here with 42 seconds left in this third quarter, and kind of give his team a chance to breathe.
First down and 10. Again, ball on the St. Genevieve 48-yard line. Empty backfield, but with two wingbacks, one wide receiver each side. It's that end around again. It's Grind on the carry into the second line. He's got a solid chunk. It looks to be 9. And again, second down and 1. Grind, that's his 6th carry of the day. Trying to do math in my head here. 32 yards on those 6 carries.
And now we're seeing St. Jen really kind of run up the middle, really challenging kind of, like you mentioned, that second level. They're able to kind of peel back this Potosi line and really kind of expose the linebacking core. And they've been spreading the things out here. That's why running out of shotgun and pistol is so effective. You're able to send wide receivers outside and really open up those running lanes up the middle.
Trips right. Another handoff. Justin Schweiger with all kinds of room to run. He's inside the 30 all the way down to the 25. Gain of 18 yards for Schweiger. And St. Genevieve's just getting the hole open now. These five men up front are just creating massive gaps for the running backs to run through.
Yeah, that's where this size and experience comes in for this Dragon front five.
No huddle offense, and another handoff to Schweiger. This time he'll find about 3, second down and 7. Looks like that'll be the final play of the third quarter. I think we're headed toward an exciting conclusion in this one. St. Genevieve marching down the field, but it's the Potosi Trojans who have a 2-score lead heading into the fourth. They lead 18-7. 12 minutes to decide a winner in this one. We'll come right back. This is high school football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
You know Mineral Area Overhead Door has sold and installed garage doors and openers since 1978, but we also have windows, patio covers, screen rooms, and more. Check out our beautiful showroom on Highway 67 in Farmington or visit mineralareadoor.com. Need a hinge, cable, remote? Yeah, we've got that. Mineral Area Door has a huge inventory of parts for your convenience. Call 431-6123 or visit our website at mineralareadoor.com. Serving you since 1978.
Hi, I'm Mitch Holter's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to high school football on AM 1240 KFMO.
So we'll swap sides to begin the fourth quarter, 18-7. Entering the final 12 minutes of play, Potosi leads St. Genevieve. St. Genevieve marching down the field. They'll have it second down and 7. Ball on the 23-yard line. Connor Harbert, Zach Pipkin on the call tonight. Joel Bouyer running the camera. And, of course, Jared Pettis and Braden Cooley back in studio tonight. Shotgun formation for Ferranto. It's going to be a 4 wide receiver set. They've got 2 to each side. Ottens and Grind to the left. It's going to be a 5 wide receiver set. You've got Tripp to the right. That includes Roth. Ferranto about 5 yards back. He'll take the snap. It's a design quarterback draw. Ferranto jukes to his left inside the red zone. He'll eventually be stood up at about... That's about the 18-yard line. Gain of 5, sets up 3rd down and short, 3rd and 2.
Yeah, and I don't mind that play call at all. A nice, basically spread out the field, kind of like we talked about earlier. Really kind of give Ferranto some running lanes and let the senior quarterback make his own decision out there.
I don't really like the spot they gave him. They gave him the 19, so it'll be 3rd down and 4. I thought he really truly did get to the 18, but again, we're on the opposite 30 right now. Ferranto, again, in empty backfield. One wide receiver each side, 2 wingbacks. Handoff to Grind. Grind's got a hole. He's going to cut it up the field. He's to the 10. Trips and falls at about the 5-yard line. It'll be a first down and goal for St. Genevieve. That end-around play, it's really worked for him on this drive. Grind's been racking up the yards.
Absolutely, and their pullers for the blocking have done a great job of basically getting out in front of the running back and really sealing that edge and kind of giving him multiple options to either cut it back inside or keep going outside. St. Jen's done a real good job of run blocking on this drive.
Same formation, but this time Ferranto keeps, hurdles a man into the end zone. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. The Dragons will strike back to within 1 score, back to within 5. It's 18-13. And now here's the question. Do you go for 2 to try to make it a 3-point game? We saw Ottens kick it earlier. It was a solid kick. A touchdown puts you out in front anyway. I don't think you have anything to lose if you go for 2 here.
I think you're a mind reader, partner. I think that's exactly what's going to happen here, is they're going to try to make this a field goal margin rather than a full touchdown. And we'll see what they draw up here on the two-point conversion.
It's the same formation. Grind sent in motion. Hand off to Grind, but he's going to be stopped. It's going to stay a five-point game. But still, a touchdown would put the Dragons on top. However, Potosi has some breathing room. A field goal will not do the job. Potosi still leads by five. Two-point drive brought to you by Complete Vision Care, offering quality eye care, premium eyewear, and a customized digital solution for every patient. Locations in Ludington and Festus. 18-13 with 11:02 left to go in the fourth. You're listening to High School Football and the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
From the court to the field, Savage Electric powers hometown pride. Supporting every serve, swing, and score all season long. Savage Electric, keeping the lights bright for every game, every athlete, every win.
Revamp your view with Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, a trusted name in the Parkland since 1978. From automotive to residential and commercial glass services, they can even come to you. Curtis Auto Glass in Park Hills has you covered. For quality craftsmanship and friendly service, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Midwest Sports Center in Farmington, Kevin Ball Auto Body in Park Hills, Shelter Insurance Agent Chuck Odle in Bonterre, Gilstermary Lee Corporation in Chester, Illinois, Mineral Area College, and by Graphic Options in Farmington.
Well, tell you what, an unfortunate kickoff for Potosi. Ethan Otten's kick sails, bounces at the 5-yard line. Potosi going to let it go for the touchback. The only problem, that ball died out there on the turf. Forced a return. Blaine Maxwell doing the best he could with it. But St. Genevieve already very much on top of him. It's going to be a long way to go for Potosi. First down and 10 from the 9-yard line. And that's just an unfortunate turn of events for Potosi. Not much you could do there.
Yeah, it was the right decision to let the ball go, but in the end, it ended up being a terrible decision either way because of, you know, the special teams. We talked about it. Special teams have been a big part of this. If St. Jen could get a stop here because of the long field that Potosi has, that could be a real big factor in this one. But, yeah, like you mentioned, just an unfortunate series of events for the purple and gold.
Handoff on first down to Pyatt. He stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second down and 10. Yeah, this is the kind of drive that really sets the tone for the rest of the contest because St. Genevieve, their last couple drives, they've looked fantastic. And I think if you're Potosi, you really don't want to give the Dragons the ball back by trailing by just one possession at this point. You want to try to keep that breathing room in place.
Absolutely, and we've seen St. Jen really pick up the tempo between plays as well. You got to wonder maybe if some exhaustion is starting to set in. A lot of guys going both ways, so we'll see how conditioned each of these teams are as we're approaching the midpoint of the season.
Same formation, fakes the handoff, pass across the middle of the field, pass is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Lamming. It'll be third down and 10. Lamming, I think, had that ball knocked out there at the last possible moment.
Yeah, it was a tight window to fit in there, and Miller's got quite a bit of zip on that ball, and Lamming just unable to reel it in. I like the play call, and I like the play design, just unable to execute there, and it'll bring up third and long. We'll see what Potosi has to do here, as they are currently sitting three of six as a team passing the ball, one of those coming from a wide receiver pass. You got to wonder if maybe they have something else tucked away in that playbook that we may see later on.
10-10 on the clock. Ball still on the Potosi 9-yard line. Two wide receivers each side, one back in the backfield. I believe that is Walton. Man set in motion, that's Lamming. It's a keeper. No, it's a pass. That ball just overthrown, had a man wide open beyond the secondary. That was Blaine Maxwell. But the ball just a little bit too much under it that time. It'll be fourth down and 10, and Potosi's going to have to punt this one away.
And that was a great job by St. Genevieve's defensive front to really kind of force Miller to kind of run around and maybe not set his feet like he wanted to. And like you mentioned, Maxwell was wide clear open. He had about 5 yards between him and the next guy. But, yeah, like you mentioned, it was just a little bit overthrown and just not a great pass there. Not a great series for the Trojans. As like you mentioned, they're going to have to punt this ball away. Going to have to hope for some more special teams magic here.
Thomas Lamming punting from his own end zone. It's a low line drive punt. Going to bounce. Trollinger gets to let it go. Fortunately for the Trojans, it is going to take a great Potosi roll to around the 35-yard line of St. Genevieve. 65 yards needed to take the lead here. That's pretty good punt, I think, if you're Potosi.
Yeah, I'd say so. It's about doing math in my head, partner.
If you take the original line of scrimmage, it would be about 54, 55 yards.
And I'm counting the about 4 yards he was in the end zone. So definitely a solid
it's a good punt.
It was a great punt there. Special teams coming up big here once again. Now Potosi's really going to need a stop here, try to stem the tide of this St. Genevieve team as they've really started to come alive here later in this ball game.
Dragons back out once again. Remember, a touchdown puts them on top. A field goal will keep the Dragons trailing in this one because of that earlier failed two-point conversion. Pistol formation, two wingbacks, two wide receivers. One of those wingbacks sent in motion, fakes the handoff for Ronto, keeping it himself. It's an option, pitch out to Roth. Roth shoved down by Lamming after a gain of two, second down and eight. A lot of action on that play. The man sent in motion, the faked handoff to the fullback. I think that ball kind of scraped along Schweigert there, and I think that kind of prevent Ferranto from really getting going on that play, allowed Potosi time to react. Second down and eight, ball in the 37, empty backfield, quarterback draw for Ferranto. Through the D-line, but tripped up as he crosses the 40 to about the 42. Gain of five means third down and three. I don't think, well, if you're St. Genevieve, is it always four down territory now? Or
no,
do you still have room for one more punt before that clock starts to wind down?
Yeah, I think you have time. I think you're at the point now where you can still punt and get the ball back probably, but I think that they're going to try to get this first down here pretty easily.
Ferranto on the keeper, but he swallowed up at the line. It's no gain. And here we go. Fourth down and three. Let's see what the call is from Coach Pope and St. Genevieve.
And that was a great stop there by Elliot Akers, the defensive tackle, kind of the nose guard, as we've kind of seen a mixture of 4-3 and 3-4 from this Potosi Trojan bunch. And he did a great job to really stop Ferranto and let the cavalry come in and help clean things up. And like you mentioned, now it's really decision time for Jay Pope and the Dragons.
Remember, Ferranto is the team's punter, but they can run a play if they want. Trying to get him the jump. Potosi not biting. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Double wing back set. Grind sent in motion. It's a handoff. This play's worked for him so far, and it's going to work again. They've got the first down as Grind punches forward to about the St. Genevieve 49-yard line. Potosi just doesn't have any answers for that end around.
Yeah, and they've got their guys so far spread out wide that they really have not been able to basically cover off that edge on that far side. And it's just been free yardage there for St. Genevieve, and that's a fresh set of downs, and this drive will continue.
Trips to the left, first down and 10, ball on the 48-yard line. Ferranto, quick pass out to the left, ball caught by Schweigert. It's a wide receiver screen. They'll cross midfield. Flag comes in at the end of the play. Schweigert still down on the ground.
Stopped on the play by number 21, Noah Walton.
They're going to help Schweigert up. That would be a big loss for St. Genevieve if Schweigert is hurt, although he is just walking around over there. So it looks like he is going to be good to continue on. But what would the flag be? It'll be a personal foul, helmet to helmet, against Potosi. Second time we've seen that call tonight, and that's going to give the Dragons a lot of yards.
Yeah, that'll give them a free 15 on top of the play there, and now they'll be deep in Potosi territory, and that's a penalty that you hate to take if you're Potosi. You cannot be giving up free yardage in this situation right now, as that'll move the Dragons all the way to the Potosi 34-yard line. So like we mentioned before, this is about the time where Potosi kind of stiffens up here. Last drive, it did not happen. We'll see if St. Genevieve's able to crack the code once again.
Shotgun formation, Schweigert in the backfield, four wide receivers, two to each side. Ferranto takes a snap, design keeper, spins toward his left, falls forward, gain of maybe two or three. Clock continues to tick, 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 now down under 7.5. It'll be second down and eight. Give him two on the play.
And St. Genevieve's done a really good job of getting yards after contact. Maybe the momentum stopped and you're getting ready to go down on the ground, but they've done a good job of falling forward and able to gain, you know, an extra yard or two, and that's exactly what happened there. All that gain was because Ferranto fell forward after the initial hit.
Second down and eight. Ball in the 32. End around, it's a pitch to Grind. And he's inside the 30 to about the 26. Gain to six means third down and two.
And that time it was a little bit more of a shallow cross there as they had Roth come around the backside of that formation and Grind just kind of a little shovel pass forward and kind of going in between guard and tackle and trying to pick up some yardage, and he did a good job there. And now you're set up third and short here. You got two plays to make this first down happen.
Plenty of 6-7 yard gains tonight. It'll be third down and three. Ferranto in pistol formation. Hands it off to Schweiger, trying to punch it up the middle, but he is going to be rejected. He might have found a yard or two, but it's another fourth down incoming. Not to give him forward motion, forward momentum. Yeah, it's going to be fourth and about two. Big play coming up here.
Big play, and you're going to really need your defensive front to kind of get a stop here, and we're going to get a timeout from Jay Pope as they're going to make sure that they get this play call right. Fourth down, about halfway to go left in this fourth quarter.
6:05 left to go in this one. Timeout's brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegraw, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, Jonathan Steffen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. We'll come right on back. 18-13, Potosi leads St. Genevieve. Fourth down and two. When we come back, you're listening to High School Football in the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Transform your living spaces with Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress in Park Hills. Explore a wide selection of mattresses, cozy couches, elegant dining tables, essential bedroom furnishings, and stylish fireplaces, all at great deals. At Cornerstone, we specialize in turning your house into a home. Discover the perfect blend of comfort and style with our quality furniture. Your dream home is just a visit away. Experience the difference at Cornerstone Furniture and Mattress, where we make every corner of your home a reflection of unique style and comfort preferences. Located on St. Joe Drive in Park Hills.
Fourth down and two, out of the timeout, 6:05. Biggest play of the game coming up. St. Genevieve trailing by five in Potosi territory, trying to punch it through and keep this potential go-ahead drive alive. It's going to be a handoff to Schweiger. No, a keeper for Ferranto. He's got it. Jukes to his left, past the 15 to about the 14. They needed two, and they got about 12, 11 or 12. Either way, it's enough for a first down. If they had handed it off to Schweiger, it would not have been a first down at all.
Yeah, and that time it was just a good job by Ferranto to read the play and just basically rip that ball back out of Schweiger's gut there, and was able to kind of find a hole off the left tackle and was able to pick up a nice chunk of change into the red zone now for the Dragons here with about 5:40 left to go in this ball game.
Gain of 11, first down and 10, ball on the 15. Handoff here to Roth, trying to follow his big blockers. He gets about four or five. They'll place it at the 11. It'll be second down and six. 5:25 left to go here in the ballgame.
And St. Jen, I don't think they're going to be in any hurry now. They're in a really prime position. Going to try to milk as much time off this clock as they can and try to get a go-ahead score.
Fake the end around. Ferranto with the keeper. He's in. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. The Dragons lead 19-18 on the 10-yard scamper from Luke Ferranto. Ferranto's second touchdown on the ground today. And the Dragons, they have completed the second half comeback to take a one-point lead, pending the PAT.
Yeah, and I think we'll see St. Genevieve go for two here to make it a three-point game the other way. And that time it was just a good job by Ferranto to just stay on his feet, kind of pick his way through the bodies laying on the turf, and was able to find his way into the purple turf of the end zone, give his team the lead, and now going to be a big-time decision here on how to convert the two-point conversion.
Two-point drive brought to you by Complete Vision Care, the ideal choice for your child's first eye exam at 3 years old or sooner if you notice any problems. Hand set in motion. Ferranto fakes the handoff, keeps it himself again, but he will fail the two-point try. Swallowed up. It stays one. So, if Potosi scores, they can reclaim the lead, no matter how it may be. Field goal, touchdown, safety on the other side. Doesn't matter. For the first time tonight, the Trojans will have to find a comeback. 5:08 left to go in this one. We'll come right back. You're listening to High School Football. You're on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Can't seem to find the house you're really looking for? Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and we would like to help make your dream house a reality. New Era Bank offers construction loans that make it easy to build the house you want to fit your needs. Many of our loan officers have 15 or more years experience and can make sure you get just the right loan for your needs. Visit our website at www.newerabank.com for more information, or call any of our branches and ask to speak with a loan officer. New Era Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
High School Football on KFMO is brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sonsegra in Farmington and Jonathan Steffen in Deloge, Sam Sism Ford Lincoln, Curtis Auto Glass Center in Park Hills, First State Community Bank, McDonald's of the Parkland, and by Horton Wampler Funeral Home in Park Hills.
Another stellar kickoff for the St. Genevieve Dragons. Ball was bobbled this time. There was a lot of time to return it. Potosi just simply didn't have a handle on it. Special teams has really flipped in favor of the Dragons in the second half, and Potosi finds themselves pinned all the way back at their own 5-yard line. 95 yards if they want to come out back on top. 5:01, the time with Lech to do it. Connor Harbitt, Zach Pipkin, Jewel Bowyer over on camera, and Braden Cooley, Jared Pettis back in studio. After this, we'll get you the upcoming broadcast schedule brought to you by McDonald's with locations in the Parkland. It's a long march for Potosi. Good news, 3 timeouts and 5 minutes to do it. David Miller in shotgun formation, 2 wide receivers to the right, 2 to the left. Miller takes a snap, keeps it himself here on first down, jukes out to the right, being chased by Cole Brace. Almost took him down in the end zone, but somehow Miller's able to stay on his feet long enough to fall back toward about the 3-4 yard line. Almost a safety for St. Genevieve, and now Miller is down. It looks like he may be hurt. Well, already back up. Looks like maybe, yeah, they're going to check on him. He'll have to come out for a play if they do check on him, and so we'd have to see the backup. That's Nolan Yunt. We'll see. Of course, you could always go to that wildcat formation with which we saw earlier, but yeah, Miller does have to come out of the game. So let's get that upcoming broadcast schedule brought to you by McDonald's. Again, Monday, we are off, but we'll start our broadcast week on Tuesday next week with volleyball. Arcadia Valley at North County, 6 o'clock pregame, 6:30 opening serve. Wednesday, it's more volleyball. It's volleyball all week until Friday, Festus at Potosi, and then Thursday, St. Genevieve at Farmington. Finally, Friday, week 5 of the season, we are back in Bonterre. The North County Raiders take on the Rolla Bulldogs. Broadcast starts at 6 with the tailgate show, pregame at 6:30, and kickoff is at 7. Another play for Potosi going nowhere. It was Noah Walton on the carry that time, and they will find themselves backed up now. Well, they'll say no gain, so keep it second down and 12, ball on the 3-yard line. And this is more like the St. Genevieve we really thought we were going to see at the start of this game.
Absolutely. They're really starting to impose their will on that line. And Potosi, we saw them have a lot of success running to the left side. Now they're trying to run it to the right side. There's just nothing there. And now they've set themselves up behind the sticks once again. And you're almost too close to your own goal line to try to go for it. So they're going to need something here to try to get this big play off.
Going to come to the line here. David Miller back in. One back in the backfield, 4 wide receivers set. Man set in motion, that's Lamming. He'll make it trips left. Miller rolling out toward his left. Moving in the end zone, trying to find his man Lamming. That ball is incomplete, but a flag is thrown. And if that's pass interference or anything else, Potosi will get an automatic first down and keep this drive alive. St. Genevieve certainly are acting like they know it's going to be against them.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of that flag. If that is pass interference, I thought he timed that up perfectly.
Me too.
Got there right as the ball hit him. And we'll see what the officials come up with here. They're still having a discussion about it.
Pass interference.
It is pass interference against St. Genevieve, and I'm with you on that one. That ball was low. Lamming dove for it. So did the defensive back, and I think the hit came in right as that ball got there. I don't want to say it's a bad call, but I don't agree with it.
Well, we've seen a lot of contact before on previous incomplete passes, and haven't seen a flag there. And now, interesting time to pull the flag out, and that'll give Potosi a fresh set of downs and maybe a spark here. They've had nothing going on since that opening drive of the second half.
Yeah, that's a bailout for the Trojans as they get that automatic first down. Ball on the 24-yard line. Maxwell set in motion. This time Miller rolls out to his right. Going to throw it toward the sideline. Pass is caught by Lamming. First down. No, excuse me. Not good enough for a first down. It's a gain of about 4. About 5, actually. Second down and 5.
They've tried to find that connection before between Miller and Lamming, and that was the first time they were able to do so. And that's a nice play there. Get some forward momentum, get out of bounds. 3.5 left to go in this ball game. Still a lot of time to march down the field.
Second down and 5. Ball's now on the 29. Again, needing a 95-yard drive. But any way you can score is good enough to take the lead. Handoff here on second down and 5. Nowhere to go for Walton. And he's going to lose a few. Walton going to lose. Well, we'll see just how many. It's 2 yards on the play. Third down and, well, three, actually. I'm having an indecisive moment. That's definitely third down and eight. Ball is on the 26-yard line.
Yeah, that was there was just nothing there. St. Genevieve has been really just carving this Potosi offensive front. And they're going to really need to find something here, stiffen up to give their guys in the backfield time to make a play happen.
Third down and eight. Another big play coming. 2.5 minutes left to go. Miller rolling to his right. Looking again for Lamming. Pass is caught past the 30-yard line. And it's going to be around the first down marker. It looks like it's going to be fourth and short incoming. Clock goes tick, tick, tick. Down under 2.5 minutes. It'll be fourth down and two. How about this for your new biggest play of the game?
Yeah, you're going to have to go for it now with the clocks. Lamming unable to get out of bounds. And, well, the official just tried to signal the clock to stop. And
it just kept running.
It's still going.
And they're not stopping the game for it. 2:10 now left to go in the fourth. Trying to get St. Jen the jump, and I think they did. And Potosi will convert. Gave St. Genevieve a taste of their own medicine with the hard count. First down and 10, Potosi. The drive is not dead yet.
No, not yet. And St. Genevieve's really had them on the ropes here on this final drive, really, really forcing them to go backwards and forwards and not really get any momentum forward. And now there that time we talked about it earlier in the ball game, Potosi just could not afford to give up the free yardage, and now St. Jen, it's maybe gonna really start hurting them. 2:06 left to go in the game.
That's the second time St. Genevieve has gotten a flag on a play that would have involved a fourth down. First down and 10. Handoff up the middle. Walton still on his feet. He's to the midfield. Still on his feet to the 45-40. Dukes to his right. Empty field. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Potosi. Noah Walton all the way to score 63 yards. And Potosi's back out in front. It's 24-19. Walton trucked a couple men on his way to the end zone. And Potosi, just like that, takes advantage of a couple of key penalties to reclaim the lead late in the fourth.
It's been the St. Jen miscues that Potosi has really capitalized on. And that's a big-time play from a big-time player. Noah Walton would not be denied. He got stopped a couple of different times on that run and just would not be brought down. And like we mentioned earlier, it was a lot of upper body tackles, just unable to really wrap him up and bring him down. And man, what a swing of momentum here. They got a minute 55. We'll see what the two-point conversion does, as that will really dictate how St. Genevieve's going to have to approach this next drive.
It was fourth down on the 5-yard line. It was fourth down at about the 30 or so. Somehow, someway, Potosi converts twice on St. Genevieve flags, and now they'll look for two. Quick pass. That one's broken up. And it stays a 5-point game. So St. Genevieve, well, they'll get the ball back. They'll try to reclaim the lead they just lost. A touchdown would do it. They've got a minute 55 and three timeouts remaining. 63 yards for Noah Walton. We'll come right back. 2 minutes to play. We got to decide a winner. You're listening to high school football here on AM 1240 KFMO.
Looking to upgrade your floors or countertops without breaking the bank? Visit Busenbark Flooring in Granite, where low prices, top quality installations, and a massive in-stock inventory are just the beginning. Whether it's hardwood, carpet, tile, or studding granite countertops, their expert team gets it done right and done fast. No waiting weeks for materials. What you need, in stock, and ready to go. Stop by Busenbark on 67 Highway in Farmington. Busenbark Flooring in Granite. Your floor, your style, your price.
High school football on KFMO is brought to you by Dairy Queen locations in Farmington and Potosi, Liberty Security in Farmington, Buck Realty in Ironton, Parkland Monument Company in Farmington, Home Pools and Spa in Ledington, Otaki Lake KOA in Piedmont, and by Catfish Kettle in Farmington.
Ground ball kick bobbled by Cam Vogt, but it's picked up here by Owen Roth. He's going to trip, but he still stays on his feet. He will get to about the 39-yard line. It's 61 yards for St. Genevieve to try to get back in the end zone here. They trail by five after the 63-yard touchdown run for Noah Walton to put the Trojans back out in front 24-19.
Yeah, that was just a big-time drive there by Potosi, able to capitalize on the St. Genevieve mistakes. We kind of put themselves in bad spots here as we're going to get a quick timeout from Potosi as they have all three of their timeouts left. They're going to make sure that all their kids are settled in and really understand the moment that they're in. And St. Genevieve, they're going to have two timeouts to work with, as we're going to get a timeout here before this final important drive starts.
We'll go ahead and keep it right here through the timeout because we want to talk you through the situation. Again, timeouts, they're brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau agent Mike Sansegrom, located on St. Genevieve Avenue in Farmington, and Jonathan Steppen on North State Street in Deloge. Contact them today for a free quote on auto, home, business, or life insurance. Two timeouts for St. Genevieve, as Zach said, a minute 47 to do it. St. Genevieve's drives today, while successful, they've taken a lot of time. St. Genevieve's going to have to find the big chunk plays that they really haven't had all too much tonight. Biggest gain of the game for St. Genevieve, 24 yards on that touchdown run for Owen Roth. I think they're going to need at least a couple of those here on this drive. We'll see. St. Genevieve's ability to move the ball hasn't been in question today, but I don't know if they can do it quickly enough.
Like you mentioned, a lot of their plays have been really short yardage, but they do get up to the line of scrimmage quick. This is not necessarily something that is out of the ordinary for how they run their system. They're just going to have to really get these plays off faster and faster.
First down and 10. Ball on the 39. Fake the handoff. Ferranto on the keeper. Swallowed up. No gain. Second down and 10. And that moves the clock. They need to get back up to the line. St. Genevieve, no huddle offense. Going to look toward the sideline, but going to reclaim their spot. 12 seconds of runoff. A minute 32 now. Again, second down and 10. It is Roth sent in motion. Handoff to Roth. Trying to bounce it up toward the sideline. Cuts it upfield. Past the 40 to about the 43. It'll be third down. Third down and about six. Timeout taken here by St. Genevieve. Yes, the Dragons are going to take one of their two timeouts. The Dragons take a timeout. A minute 21 left to go here in the fourth. They got one remaining. We'll take a quick break. Come right back. You're listening to High School Football here in the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
When you need ready mix, you need Pulley Ready Mix. Building a new home, sidewalk, patio, or driveway, it doesn't matter if your upcoming project is big or small, Pulley Ready Mix is ready to serve you with locations in Bon Terre, Farmington, Potosi, Arcadia Valley, and Viburnum. Pulley Ready Mix is always proud to support our area high school sports. Good luck to all our area high school athletes on a great season from your friends at Pulley Ready Mix.
Out of the timeout, St. Genevieve, one timeout remaining. A minute 21 left to go in the fourth. Potosi leads St. Genevieve 24-19. Ferranto, shotgun formation, Swigert in the backfield. Ethan Otten's the lone wide receiver lined up to the right. A couple wingbacks as well. Third down and seven. Ferranto bobbles the snap, but he drops back to pass. Sets his feet. Going down deep. He has a man wide open. Pass is caught. It's Ethan Otten's to the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, St. Genevieve. They needed the big play, and they found it, 58 yards for Ethan Ottens. And St. Genevieve is right back out in front. It's 25-24. Well, we were talking, Zach, during the break about a potential play of the game, but now just like that, we've got a new candidate from Ferranto to Ottens. Pending the PAT, St. Genevieve leads by one.
What a time for your first connection, partner. Real first pass that Ferranto's had, you know, a pocket to really kind of throw out of. He kind of rolled to his right, but then was able to set his feet. And just a breakdown in coverage on the back end by Potosi. And Ottens almost was shoestring tackled down at about the 10. I think Walton had a chance at him, but just wasn't able to bring him down. Two-point conversion here coming up. It will be huge.
Two-point try brought to you by Complete Vision Care. Handoff leaping over the pile was Roth. That was an ambitious leap. He needed to go about 4 yards. Went about two. He will end up short. It stays a one-point game. But the two teams trading big plays for big plays. This time a 58-yard touchdown pass from Luke Ferranto to Ethan Ottens. St. Genevieve leads with 109 left to go in the fourth, 25-24. We'll come right back. An exciting minute ahead. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.
Oh,
Confection Pet Grooming in Park Hills is your pet's paradise. Leave your furry friends in expert hands, ensuring they look and feel perfect. Call them 573-482-0163 in Park Hills, where pets are pampered to perfection.
It starts with an idea, a logo, a message, a spark. Graphic Options in Farmington brings it to life on shirts, signs, banners, and more. Fast, local, unforgettable. Graphic Options in Farmington. Quality graphics, endless options.
This is Steve Williams, head coach of the Fredericktown Blackcats, and you're listening to high school football on AM 1240, KFMO.
Kickoff goes out of bounds, so Potosi will take it at the 35-yard line. 1:09 left to go here in the fourth. A 58-yard touchdown pass from Luke Ferranto to Ethan Ottens, their first connection of the day, puts the Dragons back out in front. After a 63-yard touchdown run for Noah Walton, put Potosi in front. But do the Trojans have a little bit of magic left in them? They have two timeouts and 1:09 left to get down the field. Connor Harbutt, Zach Pipkin on the call, Jewel Bouyer over on camera, and Jared Pettis, Braden Cooley, back over in the studio in Park Hills tonight. David Miller back out onto the field. Noah Walton alone back in the backfield. Two wide receivers right and two to the left. Miller takes a snap. It's a handoff here to Walton. Walton up the left sideline. He's got a solid chunk. Flat thrown in. It would be a gain of about five. 3 seconds run off the clock.
6 yard pickup.
But we have to see where the flag came in.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a holding on one of the wide receivers out there trying to give Walton an edge to the sideline. And we're going to get the official call here. But that's a tough penalty. But at least you took it on the first play. You burned 5 seconds off the clock. So that part hurts. But we'll see. You know, your drive is just now starting again. Basically, you can wipe that first play, but now you're going to have a much longer field to go. You're going to have 75 yards to go in 1:04. Like you mentioned, two timeouts still left in this one, and you've still got opportunities to run the ball like they just did with Walton, but you're going to have to really try to step up this passing game and try to get some more chunk yardage down the field.
First down and 20. Ball on the 25 now. Things got a little bit harder for Potosi. Still have two timeouts. Miller looking to pass. Going to tuck it. Tries to run, but swallowed up in the backfield. It's a quarterback sack. Take your pick on which Dragon got there first. I think you have a case for all four of them. And the clock continues to wind down here. It's second down and a long, long way to go. And Potosi not taking their timeouts. They're just going to get back to the line. Second down, and they're going to spike it. And that's going to make it third down. Well, I guess at this point, you're kind of just playing four down mode, obviously. You reckon you can save a timeout by spiking? I don't like how much time ran off the clock there in between plays.
No, you don't. You would rather just burn the timeout if you take a sack in the two-minute drill. And like we mentioned, this was more of a one-minute drill. Couldn't afford to take the sack, and the timeouts won't help you if you've got to burn a play to stop the clock. So now you've got two chances. Be third and 23 for right now. You're going to have to get one chunk here and another chunk to get the first down, and then we'll see what they can do.
Third down and 23. It was a loss of three on the previous play. 40 seconds on the clock. Maxwell sent in motion. Miller dropping back. Flush out of the pocket. Rolling over to his right. Looking toward the sideline. That ball is incomplete. Mark Casey down there on the Potosi sideline wants a pass interference call. Not going to get it on the coverage that time for St. Genevieve. I'll have to go into the roster for that one. How about Drake Meyer, the linebacker in coverage? That's just good coverage for one of your bigger guys.
Yep, and I think the Potosi faithful have a valid argument there. It's like you mentioned, it was good coverage, but he basically ran Maxwell all the way to the sideline and just didn't give him a chance to kind of come back for the ball. But I don't know that Maxwell made a real big attempt to try to fight that coverage. So bring up fourth and long here, game on the line.
Fourth down, 23. St. Genevieve knows what's coming. They are in prevent defense. Three safeties over the top. Miller looking for that quick slant route across the middle. It's caught by Lamming, going for the hook and ladder, but the transfer is dropped, and St. Genevieve falls on the football. That will pretty much do it. And St. Genevieve somehow, some way, is going to escape with a win here tonight. Going for a little bit of Boise State magic with the hook and ladder, but the connection was a little bit off that time.
Yeah, that was, you know, that's what you're going to try to draw up to get 23 yards at a first down. Really try to basically drag the defense to where the ball is, and just a bad exchange there. And like you mentioned, the Dragons are going to escape with the win. I don't think Jay Pope's going to be real pleased with how his team played, especially in that first half, to get them in the hole that they were in. But this was a completely different team that came out in the second half and really did a good job of shutting Potosi down on all fronts.
Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. As I believe there was a timeout taken here by St. Genevieve. They'll take their final timeout here. But this one, unless you mishandle the snap, is over. So St. Genevieve will improve to 4-0 on the season. Potosi will drop to a rather heartbreaking 1-3. Potosi pretty much gave the Dragons everything they could want and more. But they finally got burned. We were talking about the big play for St. Genevieve all night. And finally, the Dragons were able to connect.
Yeah, once they finally broke through, I mean, it came through at the right time. They've been kind of setting it up all night, and that's kind of what you want. You want the ability to kind of break that out whenever you have an opportunity to, and it just so turned out that, you know, it was Ethan Otten's turn to catch that pass and break a couple tackles and find his way into the end zone. And yeah, like you mentioned, Potosi, this is a hard-fought 1-3, though. I think the record does not really reflect the quality of this team, and I think, you know, there's still a lot of growing and maturing to do on the Potosi side, and I think this will really help them later on in the season as conference play continues and as they move into a really tough district later on.
Peronto will take a knee. No timeouts coming from Potosi. They'll meet at midfield, and St. Genevieve will escape Potosi. They will travel back to St. Genevieve County with a 25-24 win here tonight. And with that, we will go ahead and move into our Cornerstone Furniture Mattress post-game show. As always, we have got your final game sets. We've got your play of the game. We've got your play of the game. I'll head down to the field and see if we can't talk to a couple head coaches here tonight. But ultimately, it is a St. Genevieve winner. Again, your final score, 25-24. We'll take a break. Come back with that post-game show. You're listening to High School Football here on the Parkland Sports Leader, AM 1240, KFMO.